Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, we're still.
Still?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thanks, Big Phil. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. G-Cam and all the ships at sea. Even better than a couple of blouse clowns. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
We know his favorite now.
And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast nationwide via Westwood Von Darling, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Right here.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we call it your Cotton Pickin' Don and Mike Show.
Now with extra fiber.
And I don't even have time anymore now at the new opening to say, Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mel, Donald Avril.
Yeah.
And at running back.
And at running back number 44, Curtis.
We come to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Broadcast Network, the world's number one syndicator of radio programs.
All right.
And we are proud to be affiliated with them. Really, no lie. Yeah. A big turnaround in that relationship.
Absolutely. We're very excited about that.
We have 5 million national listeners as ranked by Arbitron, the ratings company, and we thank you for your patronage. Here he is, to my left and to your right, double zero.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
And at newsman number double zero, Guy Friendly.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
And hello, everybody. It is November 3.
We're in November already?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636. Got a couple of things to tell you about, but I do want to hip you to the fact that we will be taking just a few more entries for tomorrow's big freak show, the What Would You Do for $1,500 show.
We've got a lot of quality acts in our freak show, and I'll tell you right now, it's looking pretty strong.
Actually, Mike, we're down to six.
Down to six, but there's six good ones, right?
We're down to six, and I want everybody to know that right now, the vomit position is open.
Ah.
Because the guy who called and said that he would vomit and drink his own regurgitation, he has had to bow out of the competition.
He up and out is not feeling well?
I don't know. He just couldn't make it. So, you know.
Oh, that's a shame.
The vomit position is open.
That is truly a shame.
And here's what we have lined up for tomorrow for sure. We have a girl named Cindy who's going to eat food off Dennis Murphy's feet.
That, you know, already for me is looking like a highlight film.
And we think it's going to be either dog food or cat food.
Very good.
And you know that Dennis has 8 diseased toes out of 10.
That's right. And maybe, you know. Maybe the bigger chunks of food can be between the toes.
That'll be plenty gross. Mm. We have Janet, who's going to come down and trim her garden in front of us.
You know, a simple act, but something that I think will be very interesting.
Sure. Okay, we got a guy, and I'm not sure this guy's name, if it's Vince or if it's Chris, is going to supply girls for naked kickboxing. Oh, it's Chris. And here he is right now. Chris.
Don Mike.
Hey, buddy.
All right, but how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right, so which one of you guys like redheads, and which of you guys like blondes?
What?
I got a redhead and a blonde coming.
I'm partial to a redhead.
I, of course, would be partial to blondes.
Okay, well, Felicia, my girlfriend, and our really good friend are going to come. We've already been practicing kickboxing naked. They're going to be, the blonde's going to have on a red Mardi Gras mask, and the blonde one's going to have a red one, opposite ones, and they've been practicing, and they're going to go to town, and...
Do you remember this guy sounded this queer yesterday when
he
called us?
No, I don't remember that at all. Now, are these two combatants, are they both lean fighting machines?
Well, Felicia, I don't know about the other one, but Felicia is...
What do you mean you don't know about the other one? You said you were practicing.
That's her business. So, but...
Right.
You love Felicia.
No, this is not Homo Joe, although it sounds like it could be one of Homo Joe's boy toys.
Now, when you say that's her business and she's going to be wearing a Mardi Gras mask, are you having to do a real sell job on one of these combatants?
Yes. But we got her to do it. And we're going to be there 4 o'clock, right?
Right, 4 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.
4 o'clock, all right. See you down the bike.
Bye-bye. Well, that's just one of the many acts we have for you tomorrow.
See you.
Two girls naked kickboxing.
Okay.
We also have a guy named Sean who's going to smash his Mercedes with a hammer.
That's going to be a treat. I can't wait.
We have a guy named Greg who's going to hit himself in the gonads with a dictionary.
Wonderful.
And we have a guy named Mark who has a hole in his septum.
Yes.
And he's going to, pass a chain through there or something?
Electrical cord.
Yeah, electrical cord, I guess, without the plug on the end.
That'd be better.
So, listen, our lines are open. If you've got an idea, tomorrow somebody wins $1,500 cash. What would you do for the money? Call the Rockhead right now. If you've come up with an idea, we would like to hear it.
Who wants to be a
100 Air.
I will tell you why that particular part of the show, why doing something like a freak show is embarrassing in my real life.
Okay, good.
Because last night...
There's so many embarrassing things we've done, I can't imagine why that would be.
Oh, well, last night I had to go to a parents' meeting at my son's school.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was one of because the parents get involved at my kid's school.
Right.
And normally my wife would handle that, but she's got a cold, she didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
She says, why don't you go to this? You never go to these things. So I said, all right, I'll go. Turned out it was like a two-hour-plus lecture.
Really?
About the dangers of teenagers drinking. I mean, all very important stuff, but, you know, boring. I'm sitting there listening to it and...
Stop it, Rob.
And it's going, it's just going on and on and on. And finally, I look at my watch, and finally the thing is over, and it's 9 o'clock, and they're serving coffee, and they've got the little, like, finger sandwiches and stuff, and everybody's...
Coffee with little Baileys in it?
Everybody is gathering in the area right out front of the gymnasium.
Right.
And a bunch of the dads came over to where I was standing, and they all wanted to talk about the freak show.
Right.
Mm. And many of the dads wanted to discuss the guy who wanted to take the string and swallow it and actually have it come out his butt and pull it back and forth. And I was going through a very animated, detailed discussion with these guys.
So you were doing it because there are two ways you play it. Either you're kind of low-keying it or you're kind of jacked that the dads are really into the show and you're going to give them the nickel show.
And it was, I swear to Jesus, at that exact moment, I am actually bent over. I have a crowd of maybe six guys around me, dads, and I'm actually showing them how I pictured this would happen.
Sure.
So the guy's got the string here, and he's got the other string here coming out his ass. And he pulls on the string here.
And it's going to go back and forth.
And it's like he's flossing his insides. And just as I'm going like this, I see, who's standing there? The principal of Bart's school. And he's just standing there looking at this. And now, from his perspective, he walks up, and all he sees is me with my knees bent. And I'm doing
kind of a Bart Simpson pose.
Yeah, and I'm doing a thing where I got a hand coming out of my butt. And
that kind of looks like the same signal you give to blind people.
Right. Very similar. And it's at that moment that he comes up and everybody sees him. And then these other dads that I'm talking to, they spray. It's like, they're gone.
Oh, great. They're having a good show.
It's just me. And I said to the principal, I said, hi. Put my hand out. He shakes my hand. And he didn't say anything to me, so I felt obligated. I said, listen, I was discussing something that might happen on my radio show. And he just put his hand up, and he got a little smile on his face, says, don't even want to hear it.
Did he say it like that?
Yeah, don't even want to hear
it. So condescending.
Well, no, he's cool. He's fine.
He's cool about it.
It was like he didn't want to be dragged into whatever muckety muck we're doing on the radio show. And then as soon as he walked away, some of those dads came right back up to me.
Sure. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's when I said, listen.
Right.
You know, listen, guys, I'm not going to tell you this stuff if you're going to back away when the principal comes.
Right.
So that was mucho embarrassing last night.
Oh, my God, I can't imagine.
Mucho embarrassing.
That's tough.
I did have a funny embarrassing moment today, though. I got a tape to play you. I'm out at Redskins Park, because, you know, I do the Redskins pregame show, and I'm out there to do my weekly interview with the star player of the week.
Right.
So the guy I'm going to be interviewing this week is Stephen Davis,
mm-hmm.
who is the leading rusher in the NFL.
Terrific running back. He's had a great season for the Redskins.
Guy doesn't do a lot of interviews, so they say he's going to talk to you. I'm sitting up in this little private area where I'm waiting for Stephen Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting behind me, about 20 feet behind me, are a bunch of the Redskins linemen.
Yeah, big boys.
Who listen to this show? Guys like Corey Raymer, Brad Badger, the tight end, Steven Alexander.
Was Andy Heck there?
Now, Andy Heck was not sitting with them, but I did see Andy Heck today.
I love that name. That's my favorite name of anybody that plays with because it's like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, please, we got Mariah Carey coming out later, but please welcome the comedy stylings of Mr. Andy Heck. I love that name because it sounds like really he ought to be, doing a comedy show in Vegas.
Oh, and you know about the Redskins. You hear the news? Who's been invited back to introduce him again this week?
Mr. Spiewak, I told you that would be a regular gig.
All right. He will be introducing the Redskins against the Buffalo Bills this weekend at Redskins Stadium.
All right. Rob, it's time to get a little guilt.
Well, I'm not going to ask for any money, but I am insisting on a trailer.
There
so I
go.
Think
you're
that'll be
trailer.
Excellent.
That's
I'm very
wonderful.
Excited about
That's
that.
Good.
So Rob's going back out to do that again.
That's
this
wonderful.
Week.
That's great.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm interviewing this guy, Stephen Davis. And quite obviously, if you've ever heard the Redskins show that I do, well, it's a little avant-garde.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all like this show. I mean, it's a real sports show. I put my own personality into it, but it's a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a serious interview with this guy, Stephen Davis. And, well, here's the tape. It's when the lineman start to bust my balls behind my back, and it actually froze the interview for a moment.
Oh, good,
so here I am with Stephen Davis.
When you were first a member of this team, when you were struggling to make the team, then in a backup role, what are you laughing at?
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking at them.
You're looking at them?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What were they saying something about you?
Yeah, they was talking about you, man.
They're talking about me?
Yeah, they was talking about you.
What were they saying about me? I know it's Corey Raymer and Brad Badger. What were they saying about me?
I don't know what it is. I just heard them say your name.
Really?
Corey, what were you
saying about me, man?
We're making fun of you when your wife called you last week and a couple weeks ago. What was that she called you? I forget.
She calls me and yells at me all the time, man.
That secret word you guys use in the confines of your house, but she kind of blabbed it out a little bit. I forget what it was. Something like snookums or something.
Oh, she calls me boo-boo.
Boo-boo, that's what it was.
You're not married, are you, Corey?
Not yet.
Try it for 18 years, my friend. Steve, sorry about that. You guys know that Stephen was saying lots of nice stuff about you.
Yeah, the devil, we had to stop the tape. We had to stop the tape because now the big goofy lineman, now that they know that they've screwed up my big interview.
That is funny because you're asking him this really serious question, right. And he's just looking over your shoulder.
Well, he said that they were all, when I talked to Corey Raymer later, he said they were all trying to remember what the name was.
Boo Boo.
And that they were whispering stuff to Stephen Davis like,
right.
Call him sweetheart, call him lover. So I was looking one-on-one at Stephen Davis,
oh,
and I saw
God.
Him look the other way.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's... That was my day at West Coast Park.
Oh, boy.
So did you just have to start the whole thing over again?
No. And I'm going to run that part on the Redskins show on Sunday also.
Good.
Why the hell not?
Oh, man. What was the facial expression when you say try it for 18 years? Just
those
a
guys,
big goofy grin?
Yeah, and they're all laughing, you know, because, you know, they've got the disc jockey there.
Sure.
And they just screwed up my interview. And they're high-fiving each other, eating their gigantic piled-on plates of food.
Their big Dagwood sandwiches.
Yeah, all of them all sweaty, wearing their cutoffs and everything.
Oh, that's funny.
Sitting back there, big laughs. I mean, the laughs don't translate because we're using such a small tape recorder,
right,
but
right.
Really, they were showing their teeth, laughing like the Simpsons back there.
Yeah.
And then when I was leaving, I got done with the interview with Stephen Davis, and I said,
right.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for effing up my big interview. And they laughed, and I was about halfway down the hall, and I hear, goodbye, boo-boo!
You know, what is it about the linemen, man? The linemen are the crazy guys.
They're great.
Yeah, I remember Russ Grimm years ago. You know, I mean, he was, you know, he's in that mold. I mean, it's great. It really is. They
They're
just have
guys.
That, they have the best sense of humor.
I guess on
game day, they really have to go into the biggest frenzy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we hear that a long time ago, that when you're down there in the trenches, I mean, that's just...
Yeah, they like psych themselves up.
Real warfare, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they listened to the show.
I am, too. That's great.
Big shout out to Corey Raymer and all those other big doofuses.
That's terrific.
Now, let me see. We have, hold on a second. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of people that want to do stuff for us. Here is Shannon. They're calling for the contest tomorrow. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hey, I'm the girl that called yesterday, and you guys kind of, you kind of cut me off, and you said for me to come up with an original idea.
Uh-huh.
So now I have my original idea.
Okay, what is it?
I'll pierce my nipple.
Now, are you going to do that here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could come down and do that in front of us, absolutely.
All right. Will your wife be mad?
No, my wife is fine. I did the blindfold thing last week. Don't even mention her.
Have you done it before?
No. I have my belly button pierced, though.
Really?
Now, will you do this yourself, or will you bring a trained piercer to do it for you?
I'll do it myself.
Do it yourself?
Well, I mean, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I pierced my belly button before, but then I took it out because my mom said either I was 16 at the time, and my mother saw it, and she said, well, either you take it out or I'll take it out for you, and she was going to pull it out, so...
How old are you now?
Out myself.
How old are you now?
21.
21.
Well, you know, I would urge you to at least go on the internet tonight to try to find out a little bit about the procedure.
I have a friend. He's a tattoo artist that does piercings as well.
Why don't you
so
bring
I
that?
I can get like the iodine and the.
Well,
the
bring
iodine.
The friend. You ought to try to bring the friend along.
You know, I wouldn't feel comfortable unless you brought a professional to do it.
Yeah,
I really would.
Bring a licensed professional with you.
Okay.
And if you do that, you're in, okay?
Okay. Hi,
okay.
Guys.
Hi.
Hold on. Hey, please. But I give her credit. That is an original idea.
Right.
It is.
Okay, good.
Pretty
Hello.
Terrific.
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Baldy.
Guess what?
What?
This is going to be painful, and I'll only do it if I can, if you can get some side bets. But I will go for, in the spirit of Cool Hand Luke, and eat 50 raw hard-boiled eggs.
50 eggs.
Really? Now, that I'd love to see. Is there a time limit on this?
Well, how long are you going to be doing it? Because it's going to take a little while, but, I mean, not like all day, but...
Well, I'd give you a whole break. I'd give you like 15 or 20 minutes to eat 50 eggs.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in the movie,
Cool Hand Luke could,
in the movie, I think
he could hardly eat 50 in an hour. So if you did him,
yeah.
If you did 25 minutes,
yeah,
you'd have to like modify it down to the what the time would be. What would be the breakdown to do in 20?
I think it would be like half, maybe 20 eggs. And,
yeah, like 20 eggs in 20 minutes.
20 eggs in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because you're right. In the movie Cool Hand Luke, he said I could eat 50 eggs. How long?
An hour. Yeah, an hour.
Yeah.
I remember that was a struggle for him to do that in an hour.
Yeah.
So, 20 eggs in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that would be acceptable.
Yeah. What do you think as far as my chances? Do you think that's the best? Yeah. Do you like that or?
I don't know, sir. Listen, there will be a panel of judges voting tomorrow.
Okay.
There will be five of us voting. There will be me and Mike and Buzz and Robbie and Wild Card Charlie Broyhill will
you
be voting.
You have to bring your own eggs.
Yes, of course.
All right, well, then you're in. Hold on, please, Jimbo.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on just a second.
Nothing like watching a guy eat eggs. That'll be fantastic.
I like that. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I would like to get in the contest.
Okay, what would you like to do?
Rip off, like, a fingernail or the toenail of your choice.
We had that offered yesterday.
I don't think so.
Set of pliers.
No, we've already... No self-mutilation, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you, though.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See, the nipple piercing really doesn't count as self-mutilation. That's more like self-decoration.
And I would just feel more comfortable if she actually brought the piercing tattoo guy.
A licensed piercer. I mean, there are a million of people.
I don't want to take it like a big sewing needle or something.
Right, yeah.
Just stick it through her nipple.
You know, and all of a sudden it'd be like a scene out of something from, you know, Something About Mary. We got a bleeder.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Got a Mike. Homo Joe here.
I'll tell you, one of you guys must be a little psychic.
Why? You mean we had our gaydar on?
Yes, you had your gaydar on. You
were the guy with the guy with the kickboxers?
Please.
Yes.
I mean, come on, blind people do that. That guy was gay, Joe. Come on, please.
Well, he's bisexual, and his girlfriend is Felicia, and I'm trying to bring him over to my side to be on my team.
Oh, you're trying to bring the guy over to your side?
Yeah, he's the date I had on Friday.
Really?
Is he the reason that you shaved your mustache off?
Yes, he is.
Ah,
wow.
Not Joe. So can you stand up for the attractiveness of the two women?
Oh, they're very hot. Both of them are very extraordinary hot. They're both school teachers, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
Mm. You know, that's a wonderful little fact.
That is.
Naked school teachers kickboxing.
Terrific.
Oh. All right, Homo Joe. Well, good. Well, we know that'll happen, that if you're affiliated with the guy.
So can I come down and kind of watch some of the stuff?
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't come.
Why
on.
Not, Homo?
I'll be you know, the breaking tie if you have a problem. I'll pull the straws.
I know. You'd love to pull the straws. Sure, come on. Come on down, Homo Joe.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
We don't have to tell you where those straws are located.
Bye-bye. You know, there's a name for that.
Yes, I know what it's saying.
Belching.
Yeah, thank you. We both knew it right away. Neither one of us, you know, we were pretending to offer each other help on that one when it was right
what
here.
Is that?
It wasn't back here. It was right up here.
Right.
Belching.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
That's one of those things. Hold on, sir. That's one of those things you remember forever. You know, the first time I heard it, that is a memory. Like the day I heard it, it never left. Wow.
And we haven't talked about felching for what, like at least
4 years,
a while.
Yeah. We haven't, and you know, we haven't gone into the details of it. You know, it's just
use your imagination, folks. It involves a straw. Okay. Listen, who's this?
This is JR.
What can you do? What would you like to do?
I would like to dig up Mom Petit Shushu's bones and make soup for you.
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
That was some kind of a joke about my mom's dead poodle, Mom Petit Shushu.
Oh, your dog like way back when?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
That's too weird.
The poodle. He would like to dig up the poodle's bones and make soup.
Weird, the bone collector.
Hello, Sally.
Yes.
Hi, Sally. What would you like to do?
Well, I was thinking about seeing how many tampons I could put in, but not plastic applicators. How about the cardboard applicators?
How many do you think you could put in?
I don't know.
I'd be up for that. I'd be up for that. It's a freak show, Mike.
No lubrication.
You should see the look on Mike's face.
That's my zone you're in right now. That is really my zone.
Well, Sally, if you would like to try,
sure.
Hold on a second, please.
Thanks.
Hold on. How many can she get in there at once? She could be the Bonnie Franklin of tampons. So we always maintain that Bonnie Franklin could get how many tennis balls in her mouth at once?
Eight,
was it eight?
Room's starting to dance around for me a little.
I love Don and Mike. Wait till tomorrow. He's just thinking about it now. What till you see it?
That's why God gave me eyelids.
Hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm ready to come down there and drink my own semen.
No, thank you.
Oh.
No, thank you. Sorry, sir. A wonderful, wonderful idea, though, but thank
you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Marie.
Hi, Marie.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Good. I know what I'd like to do for...
Turn your radio down. Marie, can you turn your radio down?
Uh-huh.
So?
There you go. Good girl.
Thank you.
Was there a golden retriever that just came up to the phone, or what?
I think it's because I talked to her like she was a dog.
No, that was me.
Ah, very good. Good girl. Well, what can we do for you?
Well, for $1,500, I'd like to come in and get my garden waxed, and then I'd make a mustache out of my bush and wear it.
Well, you know, we already have a girl that's coming down to trim her garden, so thank you, though.
Thank you, but the idea has been taken.
Hello, Susan. Hello.
Except for the mustache part.
Hello, Susan.
That'll be another contest.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hi, what would you like to do?
I would like to shoot golf balls out of my place.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Shoot golf
contest
balls.
Contest is getting better every
year. Out of your place. And, you know, I'd like to send some love out to all of the girls that are calling today.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah, the girls are just as bad as the boys.
Planets must be aligned right today.
Yes, we'd love to have you shoot. Now, will you be shooting regulation golf balls or wiffle golf balls?
Oh, anything you want.
I think really your better odds would be with ping pong balls.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking light like a wiffle golf ball, but you're right.
I don't think golf ball would probably be pretty tough.
Unless you're an incredible muscle control.
Yeah, I mean, if you do. I mean, have you done it before?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
With golf balls?
Yes.
Hey, don't forget the Malibu twins.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They did it with a banana.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. You know, hey, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
Hold on.
This contest is getting better and better.
Yeah. It's sounding good now.
This is really sounding terrific.
We're going to have some great freaks down here tomorrow.
It's going to be awesome.
Amazing. What would you do for $1,500? Well, apparently people would do a lot of stuff.
For sure. I'm still queasy about that last one.
Which one? The tampons?
Of course, the tampons. It's an area that you don't get fazed by. You seem to the butt absolutely freaks you out. But as far as when I when it's that that time and that
well,
function, I get totally weirded out.
Just let me say for the record, I hope that she's not getting a visit from her Aunt Flo right now.
I think that ought to be checked.
Mm-hmm. I hope that that it's not that.
I think
time.
Also, and I'm not saying this just because it grosses me out, but I'm thinking that there also may be a medical concern about that too. When you try to do that,
well,
put that many foreign bodies up there.
Let's start her with two.
Yeah,
see how she's doing.
Okay,
maybe work her way up.
Thank you.
To three, five.
We're standards and practices when you need them.
They're in Philly today.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, for $1,500, I will pull a ball out of my butt.
I have a feeling you'd do that for 15 cents, Jorge.
Would you like a felching demonstration?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Mike, good news for you. The tampon lady has already backed out. It says on the screen now.
Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
There goes my show tomorrow. Damn it. Hello.
Hey, I'd like to speak with Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You paddle your own canoe with that one. I'll tell you that right now.
The Red Sea. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Turn your radio down, please.
All right.
I'd like to go on record saying the golf ball trick is something I'm truly looking forward to.
Yeah, me too.
Sure.
Yeah. Hello.
I was on the ride home yesterday, and it's pretty hard to come up with something to gross you guys out, but I think somebody should do a nice tall drink of dumpster juice. The fluid coming out of the dumpster.
Well, why wouldn't that someone be you?
Oh, I don't think I could do something like that. I'd be sick for months.
I'd like to go on record and say not all of these, I would say the golf ball thing is not something that's going to gross us out. The trimming is not something that's going to gross us out.
The guy hitting his car with a hammer won't gross us out?
No, this is not a gross out contest. This is a freak show. This is something, what would you do for the $1,500? And I want that to incorporate everything.
Well, I just want to say on behalf of the other side, the dark side.
Yes, the evil side.
It's fine with me.
I understand that.
The wackier, the better.
Right.
I'd rather go to the wall trying wacky stuff.
I know that.
Than have it be all people that are doing safe stuff.
That's right. Yeah,
well,
that's
I think we can meet in the middle, though, on the woman who's going to eat the fruit off Dennis's feet.
I think that's a perfect balance right there.
Right?
There's a lot of good stuff in there.
That's got the perfect balance of just gross enough but not freaky.
Do you know I physically feel better after that woman backed up? I don't know what it is. That's something that, you know, it's not a question of taste. It's a question of that nausea button that gets...
Imagine what it would taste like.
That makes me
easy gag reflex today.
No, it's just that one thing always bothers me that way. If it was a matter of taste, I would be debating it, but it wasn't. It was just simply something that I was going to have to stomach if we were watching that.
I bet there's some girls that have to use more than one.
I wouldn't.
I mean, for medical reasons, I bet they have to use more than one.
I don't know the details of that, but I mean, I'm sure that there would be varying degrees of, you know, necessary absorption.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Joe.
I had to trick Rockhead to get through. This is the guy, the Dr. Mudd. I want to apologize for all the stupid calls I make and tell you I'll never call as him again.
Oh, as Dr. Mudd, thank you, sir. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, they were weak calls.
Hello.
Yeah, for $1,500, I'll give you a shout-out. Shout-out, baby! I'm in your ear hole, baby! Shout-out!
All right, thank you, sir.
The shout-out guy is kind of on the periphery. He's not really in the club of regular callers.
No, he's not.
Right. No, doesn't get the same response.
Not like the Unleash the Hounds guy.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Yeah, Mike there. Don't you ever make love to your wife while she's having her
no.
time?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't care to. It's not something that I enjoy.
I don't either. It's gross,
and
man.
She, it makes it all slickery.
She is gross. She is not into that either.
Oh. I'll tell you, one of the worst days I've ever had was once my wife lied to me, and she told me that everything was okay, and
yes. You
know how I found out it wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
Later that day when I went to the bathroom,
right,
and I looked at my underpants.
It was
one of those quickies where I didn't wash up afterwards.
I don't know if I've ever told you this on the air. I've told you this off the air, if you remember. There's a reason that I have this. I just remember what it was. I always wonder what it is. But I had a college roommate who would have his girlfriend come down to visit. And I was always, this is my freshman year of college, and I was always real cool about either going to somebody else's dorm room or I'd go out into the lounge on a Saturday
when
night.
When he wanted to take care of her?
And he, you know, it was usually once or twice a month that they would, you know, they'd stop by. And I, on a Sunday afternoon, I came back into my dorm, and he had said his goodbyes, and they were walking around campus somewhere. And I went down to, and he had the top bunk, and I had the bottom bunk. And I went down to, get my stuff together, and I sat on my bed, and I looked at my sheets. And my sheets had been horribly soiled.
Oh.
Because they had chosen to do gymnastics whilst the oh my God, you know?
Yeah, the thank God.
The thank God or whatever it's called. See, I blocked stuff like that out. And from that day forward, I first of all, you know, she never visited again. At least if she visited, they were off campus. I've never been so upset in my life. I mean, I was just like, you know, they were my sheets. You know? They couldn't make it up to the top bunk, you know, so they like in their zeal, obviously, you know.
Like Mike's bed.
Everything had been thrown out the window. And I ever since that, there's where probably it comes
sure.
from.
Well, imagine my horror.
Where it comes from.
Imagine my horror. Mm-hmm. You know, I took care of business with my wife.
Yeah.
Came to work, went to the bathroom, looked down and thought, oh my God,
yeah.
Something's wrong with me.
And
then I realized that she had lied to me.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think that there are windows of opportunity, and sometimes you can push the envelope a little bit.
Frida tries to tell me that, and a lot of times...
And that's happened to me, too.
The few times that I turn my wife down for sex, I virtually never turn her down.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I know she's coming off it.
Right.
And she'll say, I'm pretty sure it's okay. It's when those times when I say, you know what, let's just wait till tomorrow.
See, if I get a pretty sure I'm okay, I usually, you're dealing with a long period of time there,
mm-hmm.
and the pretty sure I'm okay is...
I got burned.
I've had that, you know, where it's just like, okay.
I got burned that one time.
Right.
Never forget.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, you're the tampon girl, right?
Yes.
What?
Well,
I didn't back out. I guess Rocky said I hung up, but I didn't hear anything. Nothing in the background or anything, so I hung up.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, so you're still in the competition.
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be in D.C. at a hotel tomorrow. I'm from out of town, so...
Out of town? Where do you live?
Spokane.
Ah.
Oh, beautiful.
Really? Let me ask you a question.
We hear you on KFAN in Spokane.
Do you have your thank God right now?
Do I have my what?
Is Aunt Flo visiting you right now?
No, God, no.
Okay, all right.
All right.
That's
good. Yeah, right, that's nasty. Thank you. Hold on, Sally. Hold on a second.
That's
please.
Nasty.
Oh, hold on. But the other one's not.
So glad she's back.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
I have something that are totally grossed you out.
You what?
I have something that are, like, totally grossed you out.
Now, listen, we don't want to be grossed out. Do you want to enter the contest?
I sure do.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you like to do?
For $1,500, I can guarantee you I can stick a stick pin straight up through my penis.
Put a stick pin through your penis?
Straight up through there.
Yeah, that's self-mutilation.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with that, sir.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, I've done it before.
I'm sure you have.
No, because, no.
In the comfort of your own home.
The only reason why I can say that is because my sex life is less than Stella.
Hey, what?
Whatever, grease man thing.
Whatever, I don't know.
That's what it sounded like. You know?
I don't know.
Sippage.
No, hello, Don and Mike show.
We got them. They're calling now. Hey, the moons are aligned in the right way today.
And also, it's the number of zeros.
Yeah,
I mean, $1,500
right.
Bucks is a hell of a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Man. Hello.
Hey, Don.
You changed your life for $1,500.
I always heard that women are a little bit more horny during that
I have to.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah, I have to.
I would.
Let me give
would agree with
a
that.
Bit of reason to lie to you.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right.
Yeah, maybe
point.
So. Yeah, maybe she really wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she really wants it.
I think both points very well taken, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
And you can always wash it off so that, you know.
Yeah, hey. But okay, thanks. Thank you, genius.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he was fine with those first two, then he became Dr. Obvious at the end. Oh, no, no need to do that, sir.
Well, you know, I didn't
right.
that one time, which is how I got the shock of my life when I looked in my underpants that day.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God, because I didn't notice anything
right.
when we had gotten done.
You might think you're hurt.
Right. That's what I thought. Oh, my God, there's been a terrible accident in my pants.
I'd say we're handling this discussion very deftly. I really think so. I think we're really bouncing around it quite nicely.
Yes, kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos and brickbats all around. Okay, well, listen, let's just stop, because I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, we got at least 12 great acts.
That's
tomorrow.
Fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a great show.
So if we get any other last-minute acts, we will let you know. Oh, here's something that I didn't tell you about. Our house is infested with mice. We had...
That, you know, if yours is, that means mine is, because that means it's going to be another year like that. God, I hate
we
that.
Had the exterminator out today. We thought there was one mouse in our house.
Right.
The exterminator came out today, and he showed us, like, behind the walls and stuff.
Right.
With little piles of mouse poop.
Yeah.
So this guy has put mouse traps now. Throughout the house.
What kind did he put? Did he put the kind of go snap and, like, break their necks?
I don't, you know, I don't know. Because I had to leave to go out to Redskins Park. My concern was, I said to Frida, you know, I don't want the dogs going around and, you know, accidentally getting themselves
You don't snapped. Have a cat. You don't have a cat, do you?
Yeah, I do have a cat.
What's your cat doing?
The cat is being a cat, laying on her back upstairs.
Somebody told me cats like that. You're any mouse problem, you get one cat, it's
She has killed, the cat has killed mice over the years.
Right.
But to hear the guy that came out today.
Yeah.
We've got like a mouse house.
Oh, really?
That he said, this is not one mouse. You're talking about a family of mice.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the first cold, you know, sign of cold weather. That's
mm-hmm.
when they come in. And apparently the whole area, someone told me that our whole area is, there's an explosion of field mice, that the mouse population has exploded, and it has something to do with more acorns being released by the... I don't know what the hell it was, but he was telling me all this stuff about there are just tons of mice around.
He went up in our computer room. And he said, I want to show you. This guy was just guessing, the exterminator.
Right. Right.
I want to show you. I bet I could show you how they're getting into your house, where they're getting out. Started moving furniture around. You have a big bookcase up in our computer room?
Mm-hmm.
You move the bookcase away from the wall, and you see where the mice, yes, they have dug a hole through the wall.
They can go through anything.
And
right.
What they have behind this bookshelf is an assortment of food and stuff. Little scraps of paper,
right.
Little pieces of candy, little pieces of string, little
freak you out.
Little cotton balls, and they have a collection back there that would it blew my mind.
Is this the first time you've had an exterminator out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, we live out in the country, and we have an exterminator every month because it's just of the wild animals and the wild insects and all that.
Right? I got the gag reflex going because he moved this thing away from the wall, and he said, "Aha, come take a look at this." And
right.
I said, what is that? He said, Well, this is your mouse's little storage area. Everything they find in the house, they crawl up through the walls and stuff, and they bring it up here and they store it here.
You know how you have those refrigerators where you put your glass under it and the water comes out?
Yeah, we got one of those.
We have one of those refrigerators.
Yeah.
And so about the end of the winter last year, I wasn't getting any water. Well, the guy comes out and he says, I don't know what this is. And then he says, oh, look at this. And he pulled the refrigerator out and he showed me where the mice had taken that little rubber tube that feeds the water to that.
Right.
And they chewed through it. And they were drinking the water. I mean, they chew through anything.
They're living the high life.
They're devastating. I had two pairs of golf shoes when one was, you know, when one got into my car.
Yeah.
I had two pairs of golf shoes that were eaten. Not like eaten to the point where they just, you know, digested the whole thing. But, I mean, a whole big...
And that's where you draw the line.
I swear to God, they're ridiculous.
Bastard mice.
And I know, and I'm all, you know, I'm just, I know it's just going to happen if you're talking about them all. But do you think they've been with you all year?
He said that he thinks that maybe one or two have been in the house, but now that the weather's cold,
they're all kind of, their friends are going to come
he
in.
He said, who knows how many mice you have in your house right now.
Didn't you have a mouse in your car a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
A couple of mice.
Right.
You've had a couple of mice in your car.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I caught the mouse. I brought the mouse into work.
Right, I couldn't remember if it was a mouse or a rat.
No, I brought the dead mouse in that day, but that was just one mouse.
You know what someone also told me? I don't know if this makes any sense. Close your garage doors. Close your garage. Don't like leave your garage door open because that's just an easy way for them to get into the house.
Well, you know, who knows? Besides, we leave our back door open all the time for the dogs and stuff. So,
well, then now you're going to get weasels.
They could get in any. I could get in just about anyway, for goodness sakes. It was gross, though. And the guy really loves his work.
Sure.
I mean, you know, as much as I love coming here every day and doing this, and I really feel blessed to come in here and have so much fun, I got to say the same with this exterminator. I've never seen a guy happier.
Did you ask him the standard exterminator question? I ask all
Oh, no, I didn't ask the grossest thing he's ever seen, no.
Great, they'll always have the story.
I didn't ask.
You didn't get the moving wall story from my guy that was working in Tampa, and he went into a Chinese restaurant, and they had an insect problem, and he went downstairs, and there was a naked light bulb, and he had to walk across the floor to this naked light bulb, and when he turned it on, he looked across, and the entire wall, from ceiling to floor, was moving. And then as he got closer, it was just a solid wall of what are called palmetto bugs. Yeah. And those are cockroaches, but they're giant.
Right. So that doesn't bother you, but a woman putting three tampons into herself, that bothers you.
Amen.
See, I'm the opposite.
So am I giving you the gag reflex
right
now?
I'll watch the woman 24 hours a day do that, but when you're talking about a wall full of bugs,
right,
that grosses me out.
Did I ever tell you the time that I woke up in the middle of the night and there was a beetle on my forehead? I felt something
Who was it, Ringo?
Hello, Mike. Hello, I'm sitting up here in the middle of the night. I feel this on my forehead. It's huge. And I wake up, and I brush it down right away, and I turn the light on, and there's a beetle about that big.
Yeah.
Just crawling on my chest.
That doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
Not like the wall of bugs.
The wall of bugs.
Wall of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, this exterminator, he's a guy who loves his work. I mean, he, big smile on his face, walked around, and he said, oh, yeah.
He's got a challenge on his hands because I've been told it's not easy to get rid of mice.
Yes, you've got mice. Oh, you've got mice all over the place. He's all happy, bouncing around.
Sure, he's going to make a lot of money on you.
Setting his traps, having a good time, enjoying his work.
I really think there's only one mouse trap that works, but because we have little kids, we can't set them out anymore. The kind where you hear it, you know?
Yeah, where
you
know, snap.
The only way. You
cracks
know,
the bastard's head.
Yeah, none of this. I hate the idea of where they eat the poison or something like that, and then they go off to die. I hate that.
Right.
I want closure.
Right. I want the immediate death also.
That's right. You know, in the kind we got last year because we didn't want the kids, we got the sticky traps where you put the traps out that are just like flypaper for mice, which to me is like infinitely more cruel than having the bar just come down. And
that might be what we have. I'm going to call my wife and ask her.
Oh, I hate that because then you see the thing, you know, and you're not saving it because once it's on that thing, you'd have to rip it apart to get it off.
Right? You take it out to the woods and just throw it away. Put it in your wood chopper. Like in Fargo.
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 Little mouse leg sticking out.
Let me try it. You know, I'm curious about what kind of traps we ended up getting.
I don't know if this will gross you out, but someone also told me. I just happened to because I've had the same problem. I know a lot about this mice problem.
They carry disease.
They are very, very formidable carriers of all sorts of disease.
Like what, Siffy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's all I worry about.
I worry
about that every day.
I'm not on my cell phone.
Because I work so closely with Buzz.
You'd have to have a mouse probably violate you to get that.
I worry every day when I go home.
They carry lice that carry, well, in the case of England, the plague. I mean, they can carry anything.
Every day I go home.
Plague.
Hope I didn't get syphilis today.
You know, here I was trying to be a doomsayer, and I can't. I'm sitting here with
you'll
a
never,
master.
You'll never top him.
You I'm can't the master. Him. You know, I sit there and say they carry disease. Nah. You know, he just a blink of an eye says they carry the plague.
You crown me.
You can't top the plague.
Plague wins. Buzz is the number one fear monger on this show. There's no doubt about it. Congratulations. He's the Geraldo Rivera of this show.
I think they could carry ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Lyme disease.
Oh, sure. I'm positive they could. Yeah. That stuff doesn't worry me, though. I just get grossed out with the thought that there's mice living in my house.
Now, are you the kind of person that if you were sitting there watching TV and a mouse ran across the floor, you'd freak out?
No, I would go after it.
And I have gone after it before.
Yeah, love it. Love the chase. Love the chase. Love to go after it with a broom and beat the bastard's brains in. And put on the rubber gloves and go toss it outside. Say, here, animals, eat your own.
Poor Tom and Jerry.
Eat your own. Eat that mouse.
Jerry, of course.
It was Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Look, we have to do a break. As much as I'd love to continue talking about tampons and dead rodents.
What an opening on this show,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up. We have to do a break. Secret Sound number 7. Oh, incidentally, did I tell you this about Secret Sound number 7? It's now worth $800.
Ooh.
Because it's so impossible. And nobody's ever going to get it until we give clues. But who knows? You got a shot right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the 100th person to call the Rockhead on the toll-free line at 1-877-365-3636, Secret Sound is coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
That's giving God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Right. Thanks, Larry. Want to talk about him, too, in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up 4 p.m. If you live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, you are hearing this show on Twin W News Radio. WWPA.
They are the blood and the pus in the comedy zit. Don and Mike.
WWPA. Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Let's stand by for those touchstones. Secret Sound coming up.
I have to show this to you rather than play it for you.
Okay, very good.
Bob Zmuda, the guy who was Tony Clifton, you know, the whole Andy Kaufman thing, he's coming into town today, and I don't know if he's going to have time to come by the show. He's definitely going to call us today.
Very good.
Because they're having a sneak preview of the Andy Kaufman movie tonight.
Yeah, and he was the power broker behind the movie, you know, the new Jim Carrey film.
And he sent us a copy of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer's not been released. So I want you just to see this for a second.
Okay.
And look at how freaking great Jim Carrey is as Andy Kaufman. I mean, it is. Is the tape in there?
I don't have the tape.
Oh, we need the tape. That's all we need. I did the big setup here.
That was a great set. That was one of your best setups ever. I was coming off the chair. I was ready for this.
I'm blown away by this, by how amazing this is. And I thought, should I put this on a reel? No, I can't put this on a reel and just play the audio, because you've got to be able just to see.
Right.
Jim Carrey is Andy Kaufman.
The movie's called Man on the Moon,
right? And I've got no financial stake in this movie. You know, other than the fact that I'm a big Andy Kaufman fan. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hold on a second. Let me get this going.
Hello. I am Andy.
Do you look just like him?
I want to be the biggest star in the world. Your act is like amateur hour.
No, I'm not like everybody else. I really like what you do out there. I'm not a comedian. I don't want to go from cheap laughs.
It's got Danny DeVito, Courtney Love. But just look at Jim Carrey. Look at how much he looks like Andy Kaufman.
Some
of us on Saturday Night Live think Andy Kaufman's a comic genius.
Thank you very much.
You just don't respect anything.
You said some pretty inflammatory things. I'm sorry. I've always got to be one of the
best. I am so obnoxious.
Good old-fashioned entertainment choice. Is Andy Kaufman crazy? No, I'm just acting crazy. I'm going to do this again and again.
mean, look at all those scenes. See, that's hard to describe. But they go through a montage of scenes. And Jim Carrey, I mean, I've read all those stories about how he really became Andy Kaufman, and I didn't believe him when I read those stories when they were making this movie. He really looks like him. Look at him.
It's pretty amazing.
Very truthful.
You didn't see this in the theaters?
No. Oh, this is in the theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. I've been in the movies a long time, Mike.
He's really captured all of Andy's different looks.
Yeah. Well, you told us this is a longer trailer. Is this the trailer you saw this long? Oh, really?
There he's where he's dying.
There's Latka. I'm just amazed.
Well, good.
I had not seen that. I'm just amazed how much he looks like.
You know, when you see him from a distance, you see him real quick. He looks amazingly like him. He really
looks
does.
Just like him, I think. Misunderstanding.
There's the Letterman thing.
For a good actor, this Christmas, Jim Carrey brings the legend to life.
I mean, I know we're just doing a freaking commercial for the movie.
No, but it's going to be a huge movie.
Yeah, really. Sound
from Milton Cookies. Follow me!
I just think it's incredible. I just think it's an incredible, incredible performance just from seeing that trailer.
It's going to be a great movie. I really do. I think they're talking already about him getting nominated for it.
Oh, sure. That Truman Show is a piece of crap, but that looks good.
Yeah, and you know, nobody. I mean, if you were going to really sit and cast an actor to play Andy Kaufman of the big star actors working today, that's the obvious choice.
And I didn't buy all of the publicity, and I think we even have like tapes of me from last year saying when Jim Carrey was acting like Andy Kaufman all the time.
Sure. The studio hype, right?
Publicity stunt. Well, that's the first time I've seen that, other than before the show today.
It's okay if you just have to take the Courtney Love factor out of it. You know,
yeah, what a pig she is.
You know, though.
And he has to make out with her. Who's she play, like Andy Kaufman's wife?
I think so. Yeah. And, you know, she's always all the choice wife roles. You know, Larry Flint's wife and now Andy Kaufman's
well,
wife.
Maybe Andy Kaufman and Larry Flint were both married to pigs in real life.
It's a powerful trailer. I mean, because, you know, you really, in that whole trailer, you see the whole, his whole career and you know, and the end, too, right. You know, what he deals with.
So Zamuda will either be coming by if he has time or calling us today.
Good.
Because there's that sneak preview of the movie tonight. I would love to be able to sneak into that tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be a great movie.
I'd love to see it because it doesn't open until they keep pushing it back. And now it's not going to open until 2 days before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is this going to be a VIP sneak preview?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I got a babysitter tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Caller 100?
Yes, you are the 100th caller.
Great.
All right, I can really feel the enthusiasm. I feel like I'm talking to Andy Kaufman right now, and I mean that because Andy Kaufman is dead. What is your name?
Darren.
Darren, do you get excited very often?
Not very often.
No.
All right, Darren, listen, I'm sorry. I need a little more from you, buddy. We're doing a high-energy radio contest here.
Okay.
Okay. Too much trouble. Okay. Sorry, Darren.
Bye, Darren.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He knew the guy was
he
a loser.
Do it, yeah.
When we give him the opportunity, and he said, okay, just hangs up.
Man, do it.
Okay, see ya.
I'm Darren.
See ya, dick. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Caller 100.
Yeah, see, that's all we want. Just show us a little something.
Sure.
Yes, you are. What is your name?
I'm Robin.
Robin, where are you from?
I'm from the armpit of California, as you would call it, Bakersfield.
Ah, Bakersfield.
Now,
yeah.
See, how about that little ad lib? Yeah. You see, she gives us. This lady is giving more than Darren gave.
Actually, I believe officially Bakersfield is the scrotum of California. I think Modesto's the armpit. Bakersfield's the scrot.
Absolutely.
And you are listening on KGEO, right?
That's right.
Beautiful. Well, you have won the Batman and Robin prize pack.
Hello, Colt Batman.
Oh, yes, the world broadcast premiere of Batman and Robin, Sunday night at 8, only on CBS Superstation. You've also qualified for Friday's weekly giveaway this Friday. Somebody who's won a prize this week on the show gets a trip for two to see the WWF Survivor Series in Detroit, Sunday, November 14th. This is from the Squared Circle Club,
official
fan club of WWF. So you've got all that stuff already.
Okay.
And now secret sound number 7. Have you heard the sound?
I have heard the sound.
Do you have an idea?
I think I have a clue of what it might be. I do.
You think
so? I feel confident.
You do feel confident?
A little bit. Just because I've heard so many people with so many other sounds that were like my second, third, and fourth choices that I'm thinking, I haven't heard my number one yet unless I missed it.
You know what?
What?
I feel confident, too. I'm going to go double the money with you.
Oh, wow. That's going to be $1,600 for you if you can guess the secret sound.
Oh, I hope so.
Going to double the jackpot.
I hope so. It'll pay for my husband's ticket. He just got a speeding ticket yesterday.
Oh, how fast was it going if the ticket is $1,600? All right. We're going to play the sound. Please don't answer until the scary music and Mike sings like Hank Hill. That's your cue to give us the answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For double the money.
Don, I'd like to just change it up. I'll be singing like Andy Kaufman for this.
Oh, like Andy Kaufman.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. For $1,600. Good luck.
Caller, name this noise.
There it is. A simple, everyday noise. I mean, I'm blown away by that. I look at that, and in many scenes, it looks like the real McGilla, like Andy Kaufman. So I'm looking forward to having Bob Zamuda back on today. $1,600. What is secret sound number 7?
Okay. Is it scissors cutting through paper?
No.
Oh.
We're sorry.
No.
Darn.
Sorry.
That was pretty good, though, you have to admit. That was pretty good.
I think we've heard it before.
No, you have not.
I think it has been guessed before. Swear to God.
You have not.
Get out of town. No, come on. Someone's guessed that before.
I don't think so.
Do you listen to every second of the show every day?
I've been listening since...
A letter over the paper.
I've been listening.
What it was. The guy in back, you told you what it was. It was not scissors, but the guy in back, you told you what it was.
Oh, you said... that was the guy yesterday. The
I know, but that's the same... You know, cutting paper and a letter opener, same kind of guess.
No.
Yeah.
No, wait. Scissors cutting through paper is a totally different sound than I've checked it.
Honey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. It has nothing to do... The sound has nothing to do with paper or opening anything. You are only about 1,000,000 degrees away from the answer.
Oh.
You're 1,000,000% away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you know how there's the 6 degrees of separation?
Right.
You're 1,000 degrees away. You're 1,000,000 degrees away. But thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yeah, people that think they know it, people... there was an upset gentleman in the background.
Well, that was probably the guy that was pumping her was saying, you know...
Right.
I don't mean pumping her. I mean, he was probably... Oh, maybe he was pumping her.
Probably.
But maybe he was also pumping her like, I'm positive it's paper cutting, you know, scissors cutting paper.
Honey, who's going to pay for my speeding ticket?
$1,600 speeding ticket.
Sir, you were going 500 miles an hour over the speed limit.
All right, here's the thing on Larry King.
Okay.
He had a fundraiser last night here in D.C.
Right.
For the Larry King is a Dick Foundation or whatever it is. The Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good foundation. You know, we don't like Larry. You've got to get foundation props. He does good things for people.
Because, you know, he had a heart attack. And he'll never let us forget it.
Absolutely.
So he has Ricky Martin at this site. And the pictures in the newspaper today seriously are enough to make you puke.
You want a gag.
That, of course, he brings his kid out. Brings Chance Armstrong King.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture on the front page of the paper is Ricky Martin holding the kid. And you go, well, that's a cute picture.
Right.
Then you go inside the paper, page 3, and there's the picture of Larry and Sean.
Right.
And they're both opening their mouths real big. And the baby is opening his mouth real big like that.
Yeah.
And did you see the coverage, like, on Channel 7 last night?
Oh, I did. And, you know, all the networks were there. You know, the local stations, rather, were there. And you know, it's, you know, in a way, this is why sometimes this town, Washington, D.C., in a way, is a big, small town. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we're the nation's capital. We're the seat of power in the free world. But yet, we get a celebrity coming into town like this, and you would think, oh, get all the local stations out there.
Yeah, because Ricky Martin is coming to sing. So there are some quotes in this article attributed to Larry King that, frankly, I don't understand. And let me read you some of them.
Larry, fully in the middle of Lake Mead.
Oh, he's being Larry. Did you see him interviewed last night?
This is the great Ricky Martin. He's hot. He's so hot.
Here he is. You see Larry next
my
to Ricky
buddy,
Martin?
My buddy, Ricky Martin.
Yeah, the TV coverage here was Larry standing next to Ricky Martin, which was great because the media coverage, the reporters were steamrolling over Larry.
Trampling over Larry King to get to Ricky Martin.
And Larry just sitting there going, look who I'm next to. You know, that's what he's all about.
Right. Okay, so last night's Larry King Cardiac Foundation Gala, Ricky Martin was the grip and greet attraction at the VIP Big Box reception. This was the biggest mob scene I've ever seen, said a stunned Larry King. Here's a quote that I do not understand. Yes, I'm reading the article now. I'll get to the quote. Yes, the 27-year-old is hotter than a sunspot. La vida loca, everyone wants him, entertainer of the moment. And who got him? Larry King. And then here's the quote from Larry King.
Good.
This year, Ricky Martin. Next year, a Jew.
What's that mean?
Okay, somebody explain that to me, please.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Larry trying to be funny. It's Larry trying to do shtick and failing.
That's a quote in the newspaper.
We've got tapes of Larry trying to be funny when he just says anything that comes into his head.
Right.
This year, Ricky Martin. Next year, a Jew.
Who knows?
Cracked King.
Cracked. Right.
Chalk up another coup for the bespectacled suspended talker from Brooklyn. King managed to persuade Martin to interrupt the U.S. tour.
Sure.
They called and they asked if we wanted to buy tickets.
Yeah, next year it'll go back. You know, what's he going to do? Get Ross Perot to come out and do take a rabbit out of a hat?
Let me see. King is glowing about the 7th annual gala. Quite a year for King. His son Chance was born 7 months ago. There's another one on the way. Oh my God! And when they brought her out on stage,
yeah,
the band played "You're Having My Baby."
I'm gonna puke.
Larry King stood around beaming. His buddy, America's Most Wanted host John Walsh, called him the celebrity spokesman for Pampers and Viagra. Now, why is John Walsh besmirching his good name?
I understand that, John Walsh.
Sucking on the butt cheeks of Larry King.
Friend of this show.
I know, it saddens me.
Mm-hmm.
The great John Walsh.
I think John Walsh
truly is a great man.
He is a great guy, and I think John Walsh appreciates probably the forum that he gets when he gets to go on CNN. I think that's probably exactly where that comes from.
Right.
John Walsh is into getting his message out, and I think that's the whole reason for that.
And, of course, Larry figured out that since Ricky Martin is popular, he should have lots of Latinos on his show.
Yep.
Last night. So here's the lineup he had at his gala last night. It was Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Jose Feliciano. Right.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez, who...
I need three of them. let me see. Ricky Martin, Jennifer Lopez, probably busy. Oh, Jose Feliciano. I've got it. Get me Paul Rodriguez on the phone.
What year was it that Paul Rodriguez stopped being funny? I forgot.
I don't think he ever was funny.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Good answer. Is that your final answer?
Jose, this is Larry King. What's your favorite color? I know. Corduroy. Please. Feliciano performed three songs, including Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, well, he's got to go with his hit.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, man.
Let me see. The Ricky Martin sings Living La Vida Loca. At the end of the song, he giggled and thanked the audience, and he promised three songs full of love. A ballad and a dance song, which had the audience on its feet, Sean King bouncing Baby Chance, and women shimmying their way to the front. Ugh. The song ended in a burst of applause, and Paul Rodriguez came on stage. Look at you, he said to Martin. You're sweating more than Mike Tyson in a spelling bee.
God, yeah, there's Paul Rodriguez humor right there.
That's $2,000 well spent if you bought a ticket for that.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the night ended. Oh, no, I take it back. Larry had four Latinos on the bill.
Okay.
The night ended with the traditional spectacular magic trick performed by Romano. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome the fabulous Romano. He's on the stage simply because he's Latin, like Ricky Martin and Paul Rodriguez.
For my final trick, I will make Larry King have shoulders.
let me see. This year, Ricky Martin and Paul Rodriguez served as straight men. Hey, that's kind of a joke right there. Ricky Martin pretending to be a straight man.
Absolutely.
Straight men as a giant book titled How to Be a Disco King was rolled on stage. Need we say that the empty book revealed a white-suited John Travolta lookalike?
It just sounds like an incredible show, right?
And I guess it was Larry King that was dressed like John Travolta when the book opened up.
And of course, this type of thing, the Washington Post will be, just nuts.
It was Larry King. So he's no Ricky Martin, but he's doing okay in the La Vida Loca department himself.
And I saw Larry on the old tube last night. I think they do good things with the lighting on CNN. I really do. Even if you're looking at CNN, what do you mean? He doesn't look any good on CNN. I'm just talking about when you get him from a different angle. When it really just looks like this giant head walking in with
what about his shoulders? Those bony shoulders that protrude from each side.
I am afraid to die.
This year, Ricky Martin,
That's the A Jew.
Let me tell you something.
Cracked King.
Hi, this is Larry King. Here's my theory. After he has an extra baby, I'm going to try to have one more. If I can have one more after that, I think there's an outside shot I'll live forever. I really do think I'm going to live forever.
Although, a guy in Louisiana wants to explain to us what Larry meant when he said, this year Ricky Martin, next year a Jew.
Okay.
Hello, Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, explain that to us.
Okay, well, what the deal is, okay, Jesus was a Jew. Larry King thinks so much of himself that in the year 2000, Jesus is supposed to come back if you believe some religious fanatics. And so Larry King's going to have Jesus on his show.
That's a long way to go.
Well,
if you're right about that, and I'm not going to say you're not necessarily right about that.
I don't think he is.
A long, long way to go.
I think he was just trying to make a joke. Larry King is one of those guys that love it. Larry King thinks it's funny when he comes out and goes, "Hi, I'm Larry King. I'm Jewish."
Yeah, that's right. He does that a la Don Rickles, who does it a lot better.
Rob, give me that tape of when Larry King was on our old morning zoo show, because I'll give you a perfect example. This was like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
This is when we were kissing Larry King. This is back when we kissed Larry King's ass.
And listen when he talks about the general manager of the station, Alan Goodman, because he mentions again the Jewish thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Goodman, a known Jew.
Right.
And listen to us cackle. Oh, this is embarrassing to play. Because
I hate this. I hate it when you play this tape.
We're such ass kissers on this tape, but, you know.
You're just going to play an excerpt from it?
It's in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
That's what I don't believe.
Oh, my heart's beating. My heart is beating fast.
The memo is from Alan Goodman.
Oh, there it was right there. Here's the memo from Alan Goodman, an obvious Jew.
Obvious Jew. There it is.
To Don and Mike from Alan. I love general managers.
I hate
memos.
This tape more than anything.
Alan, Mike, he's a good guy. Surprise, surprise, you'll never get even with me for this one. Have a good time, show some respect. And for the benefit of those, let me just explain this. This is Larry King. I don't get up this early.
Oh, my goodness.
This is fabulous. Let me tell you why I'm here.
We actually really like him back then.
He's really here.
I'm here on behalf of WTOP News Radio 15.
I can't believe this. We were so excited that Larry King actually dropped in on our show.
How many years ago was that? Seriously.
Seriously, 14 years ago.
Okay. I think that, you know, we can be cut a slack burger for the fact that it was 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm. On behalf of...
We're older and wiser.
On behalf of the Mutual Broadcasting System... And what we have decided to do here, there was a major decision. I had lunch with Alan Goodman a couple weeks ago, and we decided, how do we do it on the morning they're fired? And,
you know, we should go on record, though, as saying we have always, it has been a tradition on this show to talk bad about people behind their backs and then treat them nicely when they visit.
But, listen, we're really being honest. We weren't talking bad about Larry behind his back.
No, we weren't.
Even at that point, we were still fans of his.
It was after we got closer to him, and we did a few functions with him. He had MC'd a roast for us one time.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's when we started to lose it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
Really, Larry King.
Larry King.
Just walked in out of his throne.
Oh,
listen
to us.
King, I can't believe this.
This guy is really thrilled.
This guy is thrilled. Michael Mara is.
I'll tell you, I'm a listener. I listen every night.
I did. This is what we do in the morning show, and I would listen. This is back when he was on the radio.
The overnight disc jockey.
Overnight disc jockey. That's what I'd listen to when I was going to work.
You're right, Larry. Really. Now, what a deal. How did you go to the USA Today and say to them, I want to package a column of just my own views?
Let me explain something to you.
My own views.
I'm going to help you along. Let me explain something to you about success.
Okay. Say something to me, Larry.
I don't go to them and ask. All right? They come to me and ask. First rule of stardom. Okay. Don't go into Goodman.
When he was
Goodman
smoking.
Comes to you.
All right. It's like the day before his heart attack.
Mm-hmm. First rule of stardom.
They come to me and ask.
I can't feel my toes.
Oh, my God. Every time you go to Goodman, give him a point. Let Goodman come to you. So it's a strong thing to know with Jews.
See, there it is again with the Jews. Mm-hmm. With the Jews thing.
Larry King.
I don't know. He thinks it's funny.
I was Larry King. I can't feel my arm.
He did. I swear to God. I don't know whether...
He had a heart attack the day after he did a walk-on on our show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the day before the heart attack.
But you can doctor tapes.
Okay. Well, I don't...
And then there were just moments that we would have where we had some personal contact with Larry where... And then...
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good. And we said, hey, this guy's a bit of a ween. And then we began to follow different things about Larry, and it grew hair.
We would, like, goof on his...
Daughter.
Sure.
His daughter.
accosted me at a mall one time and told me I'm an awful man for the things we do on the show about her dad.
And here and there, as you could tell, Larry would take opportunities to, you know, throw little barbs at us when he'd be in different media outlets. And I think it's developed into a wonderful feud, and I'm very comfortable with it.
Right. But, you know, you should know, and I pass, because I know that certainly you're cheaper than just about anybody I know.
Right.
I know you didn't want to spend $4,000
right.
to go see Ricky Martin. You should know they did call and ask if we wanted to purchase tickets for this.
They called me personally. They did.
Did they really?
They called me personally, and I said, absolutely.
Well, no, because the lady called me in the office and said, Larry King Foundation would like to offer Don and Mike two tickets. Would you guys like to buy four tickets?
They called me at my home.
Okay. Okay. Game, set, match. Okay. But the girl really did call. And I said,
no, nobody called me.
Turned them down on
nobody. You know what I would have
said. On both of our behalf.
You know what I would have said about that. Absolutely.
F you. Well, that F you.
Hey, it's a wonderful cause. Who's hosting? Oh, F you.
Well, F you. All right, well, I still don't get that. This year, Ricky Martin. Next year, Jew.
And if he's talking about Jesus coming back for the millennium, I think it's still a long way to go for a joke.
Yeah. That's a stretch. All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Larry King. Maybe someday Jim Carrey will play you in the movie. The Larry King story.
Larry King, just a disembodied head.
Okay, I want Ricky Martin, Jose Feliciano. I need one more. One more Latino. One more. Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez.
And Sean. Sean, listen, after we have this baby, we'll have two more. If I have two more, I'll live forever. I will live forever because I'm really afraid to die because I've been such a ween on this planet.
Hi. Jim Carrey stars as Larry King in Frog on the Moon as opposed to Man on the Moon.
Hi, this is Larry King. I tell you how good I am every night on CNN. Then I write it in USA Today. And if you don't believe it, I'm having a charity ball where I will tell everyone again just how good I really am. The fact that I say how good I am would indicate that actually I'm very, very bad.
And shallow.
Hi.
Next year... Hey, Jew.
Hi. Larry King. What do you mean it's past his bedtime? Doesn't matter. Keep him up. It's my gala.
I want his picture taken with Ricky. The photographers are coming over right now. I don't care if he's gone in his diaper. I don't care if he gets diaperized. Look at the press opportunity here. Look at him.
Fantastic. Hold the baby up. Hold the baby up, Ricky.
Look at Channel 7 is here. Channel 9 is here. Look. Look, everyone.
Hold up my baby.
Singing sensation Ricky Martin with my baby made with my sperm. Look, everyone. Look at my wife.
Take the pictures, photographers. Here's my baby. Right there. It's mine. I fathered that baby. Me. Larry. Not going to die.
Oh, I love it. God, I love it. You know, it almost would have been worth the $4,000 to walk in and have him standing there at the door greeting everybody as they came in and see you and me there.
And we'd come in, like the guys when they were wearing the tuxedos in Dumb and Dumber.
With the orange tuxedos and the cane.
Oh, maybe something to remember for next year.
That would almost be worth the $4,000.
And we'd wear the exact same tuxedos. Then I'd come in having the sword fight, right? And I'd walk in, stand up there, and you would hit me as hard as you could right in the back.
Ow! We have to break, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning, they're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
Even better than a baby carriage full of pornography. The Don and Mike Show.
That's how we spend our spare time. Yep. Doctoring tapes to make Larry sound bad.
In our laboratory.
Pretty sure that Bob Zemuda is coming on the show today.
Good.
You know, the guy who was Tony Clinton, the Andy Kaufman guy.
All right, you say around Christmas time that movie's going to come out?
December 2-2.
All right.
That's the opening day. He'll call. He might come by. He'll definitely call us today.
Good.
Tomorrow on the show, of course, the Freak Show. What would you do for $1,500 in cash?
Man. Dan, do we have some stunts for you?
Including tampons and golf balls.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
Hammers and Mercedes.
What a day it's going to be.
Also tomorrow, Bret Michaels, who used to be the lead singer of Poison.
Yeah.
I love having these has-been rock stars on the show, and he's also had sex with Heather Locklear and Pam Anderson.
And usually those guys are pretty nice guys when they come by.
So he'll be on the show tomorrow. Friday, we love our on-air surgeries.
Yes.
And Friday, Frida, my wife, will be getting laser surgery live on the air. And as I've told her, anything can happen.
That's it. I was sitting there this morning, and I saw one of those commercials come on for that, and I had forgotten what you did, but I know that's exactly what you did when you go,
anything can happen. You got to shake your hands like that in the air, too. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. How is she doing about this? It's a procedure.
Yeah, she's, got no worries about it.
Good.
She's battling an awful cold.
Mm.
We're going to ask her about the mouse traps. That's why I want to call her right now.
Whether they're the poison kind, the sticky kind, of the break the neck kind.
Hey.
We're sorry. Unfortunately, you can't get through.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure we paid our phone bill.
I hope
that's not going around. Billy?
Billy, have you paid your phone bill? Well, I don't know.
I know. This would certainly be embarrassing after all the ball busting I gave you last week.
I don't know. It wouldn't be as embarrassing as mine.
No, I think it would be. Billy?
Billy?
Did they turn your telephone off, Billy?
Did you have to have it turned back on? Were you without service, Billy?
Did you tell everybody they turned it back off again on Monday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't tell everybody that. I just went, yeah.
I guess I just told everybody that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's back on now.
Uh-huh.
Again.
When you say hi, I think you said like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
She's in the news. You know, I know she's there. I don't know what the hell she's doing.
I'm tired because today was the first day of paying my own bills.
You took the job away from the little missus?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair with the 4-year-old, the 2-year-old running around. It's been crazy for her to do everything. And so, with me, with the checkbook out, it's really just, it's been a very long time. And, my handwriting, Laura was standing next to me and just watching me write these checks. And I don't doubt that I looked really like, a second grader with a crayon as I was writing these checks out. Pretty funny.
You should pay your bills electronically.
Well, I do some of them.
I keep telling him that, Buzz. That Quicken thing kicks ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy?
I haven't gotten around to that. What I'm going to do is do it this way just to familiarize myself with everything that's going on, and then I'm going to do just that.
Oh, that's good.
Because I am computer literate.
Billy?
But my computer's been running awfully slow. Mm.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Join the club.
We both have the same consultant.
Well, I don't, I don't know where
the hell
she is.
Hello, sorry we missed your call. Leave a message at the beep. Thanks.
That's how my wife's voice really sounds. Not like, hi, this is Frida. Hey, where are you, honey? I need to talk to you, sweetie. Where are you?
You're going to freak out if you don't know exactly where she is right now.
Billy?
Billy?
Has your wife left you because you've kidded about her laser eye surgery on Friday's show, Billy?
Here he was, thinking she simply was unavailable to talk on the phone, when in fact she was on a plane flying to South America.
Billy, has your wife gone to Rio with the exterminator? Billy?
And a satchel full of mousetraps.
Screw it, she'll call. So we have the Bob Zamuda guy today, the freak show tomorrow, the guy from Poison tomorrow, my wife's surgery on air on Friday.
What a week!
We also have coming next week, or maybe it's the week after.
There she is. The phone is ringing.
Billy, the hotline is ringing.
Sure, I'm in the car.
What?
I'm in the car. I'm going to get
burnt. Oh, okay. Listen to her. Listen how awful she sounds.
Well, not only is she
has an awful cold,
but the phone is breaking up, too.
Right. Hey,
honey. No, the phone's fine on my side, but it's going to break up because I can see him about to drive into a
Incidentally, you guys are wondering what it's like to be me. This is what my wife's voice sounds to me like all the time.
That's what you hear, right?
When she talks to me and when she tells me the same thing over and over again.
Oh,
honey.
That's what
Honey, just give me simple one-word answers that I can decipher with this bad connection. What kind of mouse traps did the exterminator lay down today? Sticky?
Poison.
Poison?
Poison. I heard. I think I heard poison.
Yeah. Just honk your horn once if it's poison.
Okay.
Okay, good.
It's poison.
Honk your horn twice if you love me.
Oh, she's playing a game.
Right. I do love you.
All right, all right. Goodbye. I'll see you.
Goodbye, right. Bill.
Goodbye.
Well, she sounds awful.
That's too bad.
Billy, does your wife have a cold?
That's nasty, and I know the progression. She gets it. You get it.
And then guess what?
I get it.
That's right.
That's how it happens. Welcome to fall.
No, I have been avoiding her like the plague.
Doesn't work all the time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Like today when I came home from Redskins Park, she was like, hey, I don't feel good. Give me a love.
Right.
You know, and I said...
We're not, neither one of us are good with our wives.
And I said, no. I said, get away from me. She said, what? I said... Listen to you. You're sick. I'm going to get sick if I come near you.
Fear of illness.
Please.
Fear of illness rules our lives.
You sleep in the bed with me at night. I know, but when I'm sleeping, I can't think about the germs.
I don't. When I'm sick or my wife is sick, we go in separate bedrooms. We go in separate spots.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Billy?
Billy, we move to different ends of the house.
I have
been in a backup role. What are you laughing at?
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking at them.
You're looking at them?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What were they? Were they saying something about you?
Yeah, they was talking about you, man.
They're talking about me.
Yeah, they was talking about you.
What were they saying about me? I know it's Corey Raymer and Brad Badger. What were they saying about me?
Yeah, I don't know what I just heard them say your name.
Really?
Corey, what were you
saying about me, man?
We're making fun of you when your wife called you last week and a couple weeks ago. What was that she called you? I forget.
She calls me and yells at me all the time, man.
That secret word you guys use in the confines of your house, but she kind of blabbed it out a little bit. I forget what it was. Something like snookums or something.
Oh, she calls me boo-boo.
Boo-boo, that's what it was.
You're not married, are you, Corey?
Not yet.
Try it for 18 years, my friend. Steve. Sorry about that. You guys know that Steven was saying lots of nice stuff about you.
Yeah, I always say good things about you.
Yeah, God.
They'll make you want to hump the floor. Don and Mike.
Oh, Steven Davis, the NFL's leading rusher. Trying to interview him today at Redskins Park, and a bunch of those big offensive linemen started goofing on me.
And then when you were walking to your car, they said, hi, boo-boo. Or,
yeah.
Bye, boo-boo.
No, they said it real high voices. Bye, boo-boo.
Bye, boo-boo.
These big football players making fun of me. Hey, Billy?
Billy.
Billy, would you like some good ratings news from South Carolina, Billy?
Oh, that's a wonderful place to get it from.
Billy, I believe that everybody at the peak will be enjoying a hot Carl tonight.
Ah, it's hot Carl time in Carolina.
Well, we get this letter from David Alpert, who's the GM of our station, WPEKFM, in Greenville. Dear Don and Mike, are you guys aware you had a great ratings book? November 1st marked our 3-year anniversary of airing the show, and we are proof that the longer you leave the show on, the better the numbers get.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a couple of ratings here from Greenville, where our show is heard on 98.1. WPEK, the peak. They only sent me demos. I don't have a 12-plus number.
Okay.
But I will tell you that in men aged 18 to 34, our show is number one rated in the time slot with a 21.6 share.
Oh, man. Well, that means the other demos have to be great,
wow,
too.
In men 18 to 49, we are number one with a 16.1 share.
That is fantastic.
In men age 25 to 49, we're number one with a 15.9 share.
That's fantastic.
With men 25 to 54, we're number one with a 16 share.
Hello.
Okay, now I'll give you some adult numbers. These are men and women. Men and women 18 to 34... we're only ranked number four with an 11.7.
Oh, yeah.
Men and women 18 to 49, the show is ranked number three with a 10.0.
Solid. Great ratings.
Men and women 25 to 49, number three with a 10.4.
Man, just another success story, ladies and gentlemen.
And adults 25-54, we're number three with a 9.6.
which is up from a 6.8.
Wow. Man, get that word out.
Those some pretty good numbers.
That's fantastic.
And we thank you. I mean, we've had rating books here in D.C. where we get like a 10 share in some day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But in Greenville, among men aged 18 to 34, we have a 21.6 share.
Man, oh, man, do I love that.
You know what that means? I mean, seriously, that means if you're driving down the road in Greenville, 21% of all men driving cars are listening to this show right now.
Absolutely. Hello there, guys.
And I know, you know, if you don't know anything about the ratings, you might think, well, 20%, big deal. That means 80% is not listening. And you'd be correct. However, in the world of radio, the way that radio is so niche-oriented,
right,
if you get a 3 share,
yeah,
you're considered to be a winner.
Absolutely.
If you can pull 3% of the audience, technically in today's radio world, that's a winning share.
Man, right? We are delighted. That is such great news. You know, it follows. We get so many good calls from Greenville, and we want to say thank you to all the good people of Greenville. That's fantastic
news. And thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to the show.
Absolutely. Shout out!
Right. And, Pete, thank you for keeping the show on.
Man, just another one. Now, I'll tell you something, man. Put this show on an FM station and watch out.
They're a good success story because they kept us on for the first year and a half when we didn't have a whole lot of ratings. They stuck with us.
And they, you know, it really does prove that this show, you give this show the proper amount of time, and it kicks ass.
Well, at 21.6, sir. Can't argue with that.
That's great.
Christ, we don't have a number that big here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. What is your name?
Evan.
Where are you from, Evan?
Indian Head.
Indian Head, Maryland. Who's the delightful youngster I hear in the background?
That's my son.
How old would your son be, Evan?
He's 4.
4 years old.
Is that young Cody?
Beg pardon?
Is that Cody?
Cody.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Okay. No casualty stuff going on here.
I got you. You are caller 100. Just a charming child. You have won the TBS Batman and Robin prize back. That is the world broadcast premiere of Batman and Robin.
Hello. Are you cold, Batman?
Sunday night at 8 only on TBS Superstation. Plus, you have now qualified for our weekly giveaway. This Friday, we're giving away somebody's going to win a trip for two to Detroit to see the WWF Survivor Series.
Cool.
Might be you. That's courtesy of the Squared Circle Club, the official fan club of the WWF. So are you...
My smoke detector's going off.
What's going on there? My God, how are you... Man, is your wife around?
Actually, no. She's at work.
Of course she's not. God. You need her home for stability.
Are you a stay-at-home dad?
No, I'm a teacher, actually.
What do you teach?
Language arts.
Language arts. Well, get hold of that classroom, man.
I wouldn't have guessed that just from our initial conversation.
Yeah, your smoke detector go. Why, pray tell, did the smoke detector go? Did you burn dinner?
Not yet. It's on its way.
Well, why did the smoke detector go off, Doc?
It's a heat-sensing smoke detector, and as soon as the heat in the room gets a little too hot, it'll go off.
Well, what made the room so hot that the smoke detector would go off?
It's just extremely sensitive.
It would seem to me you need a new smoke detector if simply a temperature, you know, increase of maybe 3 or 4 degrees causes the smoke detector to go off.
You're right, absolutely.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna go 4 times the jackpot on this.
I think you're safe.
Because frankly, you know, I don't buy this whole thing about the temperature went up in the room. So the smoke, you know, if the smoke alarm went off because the temperature went up, your wall would have to be on fire. Your wall would have to be like 200 degrees.
Well, like you said, it's defective. It actually doesn't have a cover on it, so the little plastic thing came off.
You figure this conversation is worth $3,200 to this guy?
This guy's a lummox. I'm positive. Absolutely positive.
All right, that's good.
Give me the chance to prove me wrong. I'll go 4 times the jackpot on this. You will be playing for $3,200.
A serious pile of money.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
We'll play you secret sound number 7. Please don't answer until the scary music is over and Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, for $3,200.
Caller, name this noise.
Simple everyday noise, a sound heard around the house in your everyday life. I can tell you, I get a big rush when I get to jack up the prize. Yeah.
course, if anybody ever gets it, I'm going to be suicidal.
Yeah, that'll be pretty nasty. You never know.
So I'm going to have to go to Ken and say we gave away $3,200.
Oh, my God. And then you hear this thud. That'll be Ken's body landing outside.
That would be worth it.
Yeah.
That would totally be worth it.
You gave away what? Well, again, and then he'll go muttering down the hallway. You'll hear him go up to the roof and then,
Would that be a great day? If we came into work and we saw Ken's shattered body laying outside the radio station, like in remember in The Untouchables?
Oh, yeah.
When Kevin Costner pushes that guy in the white suit off the edge of the building.
And he crashed
in the ambulance.
Yeah, you put a little Model T down there, you know.
Actually, it was in The Omen that the guy falls into the wife falls into an ambulance.
Right, exactly.
And it was in the Kevin Costner movie that the guy just like crashes through the roof of one of those old
one of those old cars with the canvas roof on it.
Oh, would that be a great day?
Ken Stevens.
I'm coming to work, everybody's crying. We go, what's wrong? Ken killed himself today.
Play that Untouchables music, you know, that.
We'd have a party if our general manager killed himself.
We
really
incredible.
Would.
Absolutely.
We would have a great day coming together, everybody's crying.
Woohoo!
What's wrong? Ken's daddy killed himself.
Oh, you insensitive bastard.
That's right. We have on our party hats.
It's a great day.
Noisemakers.
Ha ha. We're not coming in today. We'll be out at the local restaurant.
And it couldn't be that he was like hit by a bus. It would have to be that he took his own life.
That's right.
That's the only way it would
be. And the only way he could take his own life would be that he could take the dive off the building.
Jump off the building.
That's right. So long, everybody.
Be a great day. Well, you could further that, sir. You can make our day even better. If you can guess secret sound number 7, I'll pay you $3,200 if you got it. What is it?
Is it someone locking a deadbolt?
Christ.
Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, see, that would have been very close to the last sound, which was a door chain.
Oh.
It's totally different.
I'm an idiot.
Well,
you said it, we didn't.
Okay, thank you.
Get a smoke detector.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold the line, please.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
There you go.
Oof.
Hey, you
another bullet dodge.
You got a 4-year-old running around. You got to empathize with him a little bit. You know,
I'm
there. You don't know. 4 and 2. I mean, really.
I've had one who's been 4.
I know. I mean, but when you got 2 of them running around, it just makes you kind of crazy sometimes.
I know, with the smoke detector going off and all.
You know, because, I mean, you know what the attitude is when you have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old in the house? The attitude is, hey, the smoke detector went off. So you going to change it? I'm not going to change it.
One of the things is going,
hey, Catherine, will you change the smoke detector for Daddy? I'm not tall enough, Daddy. Please. Okay, it's just going to ring that.
Imagine how great it would be if we came in one day. Seriously. Like Ken's head was cracked open on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
All his brains were like oozing out.
It'd be really something. Yeah, you know, it sounded to me like you ought to maybe take a plane trip to Honolulu pretty soon. I'll tell you that.
No, I'll never do it myself. I won't be like that guy in Hawaii. You'll never catch me killing him.
Right.
Now, I might push him. I mean, I might pull a Kevin Costner on
him. Don't push him, because then they can still get you for that. Trick you. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I pretend I'm going to jump at him.
Ken, they've built a platform onto the building, and it's covered with advertisers' revenue cash.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Jimmy. I'm calling from Greenville. I'm listening to you on the peak.
Yes, Jimmy.
Just wanted to talk to you about those ratings you were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah, buddy.
I know you say that 21% is high. Apparently, only 21% of the people they talk to listen to you. I promise you, more than 21% of the people listening to the radio are listening to you.
Yeah, we know we got a great following down there. And, you know,
that's very nice of you to say, Jimmy.
We're delighted with these ratings. We're really happy with these.
Well, you guys have been the talk of the town here for a very long time. Almost everybody that I know that I hang out with listen to you every single day.
Thank you, Jimmy. Do you know Billy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Jimmy, let us say a heartfelt thanks from all of us to you and to your friend, Billy.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Please enjoy a hot lunch on us.
No problem. You guys keep it up, all right?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Jimmy, do you know Billy? Hello there, Don and Mike.
Jimmy, let's go down to the Carolinas for a nice hot car.
Don't worry, I will fax the sheet to you tomorrow. I don't want to be on the radio. Bye.
Honey, you're on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
You're on the radio. Are you the lady? It's a lady that's...
I was unfortunately involved in it.
Wait, I am blown away. Yeah. It is a lady that sent it. Can you turn your radio down?
Wait a minute. I was unfortunately involved in it.
It is a lady that sent us that disgusting list.
Can you turn your radio down?
Okay.
Did you finally figure out where the knob was?
Yes, I found it.
All right, very good.
I can't believe it's a girl that sent us that.
Why?
We thought for sure, well, the list is so disgusting, we thought it had to come from a guy.
Yeah.
I listened to you guys. I enjoyed disgusting.
Ah, wonderful. We really appreciate the list. We hope you get that third page to us.
I will get it to you tomorrow.
You know, we needed the part about the New Jersey meat hook.
I know.
And the company owner called in on the inside line, too, so he knows about it, too. He listens to the show, and he said they're going to get the third page to us.
So everybody's cool, so you're not in trouble, so don't worry about it.
I already called and apologized. He goes, no, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. That's cool. You got a cool owner there.
It's like a company memo.
Yeah.
So all of those disgusting things, like the hot lunch and the hot Carl.
I have never been involved in any of those things.
Oh, so it's just the list that you came into contact with?
Yeah, I'm a voyeur.
What, did you pull that off the internet, or did you write that yourself?
Actually, it was given to me by a friend who, I believe, it had got, gone through the internet.
Okay. I knew the internet had to be involved somehow.
Nice to know the source.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for coming clean with us.
You're quite welcome. I'm not a virgin man with no balls living with my mother.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Thank you, baby.
Goodbye. That's cool. Okay. And that's cool. The owner of that place was cool about it, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You can go either way. You can go either way.
Yeah.
Hello, my brothers.
Hey!
Oh, Tom Gavin. Hello, Tom.
Hello there, buddy.
It's Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Yes. Guess what? I was up in the mountains
climbing?
Monday, and I heard the show.
Were you hiking?
I was hiking, and I was shooting... I shot a deer and I shot a rabbit.
You went hunting?
Hunting, yep.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! Somebody put a gun in your hand?
Who would let you carry a gun, Tom?
I don't know. I was a monster. The monster went hunting.
Tom, did you really? You know, this is hard to decipher. Yeah. It might have been a dream. Tom, did you really go hunting?
Yes, I did. I shot a squirrel.
Well, now, you just told us that you shot a deer.
We almost shot a deer.
Yeah, but you really didn't, did you, Tom?
Nope. We shot a squirrel.
Uh-huh. Where did you go hunting, Tom?
Up in Bryce Mountain.
You really went up into the mountains and shot a squirrel?
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes?
Did they do a deliverance on you?
No.
Have you seen the movie Deliverance?
No, I have not.
Did they make you squeal real loud?
No, they didn't.
And you really shot the squirrel all by yourself?
Yes, I did.
Did you eat it?
Steady. No.
What did you do with it after you shot it?
He's laying dead up there in the woods.
Do you like guns, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Where'd you get the gun, Tommy?
A friend of mine.
Really? And a friend of yours took you up in the back of his pickup truck all the way up to hunt?
No. Me. My mom.
Oh, your mom went hunting, too.
Lorraine.
Mom didn't go hunting. We got a timeshare up there at Bryce. Me, my mom, my mom's friend.
Right.
My sister's
Gavin.
Dylan.
Meet the Gavins.
Dylan. And the dog.
Jesus.
And my sister's boyfriend went up. And
you were at the Gavin Hunting Lodge.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
That's terrific. Did you wear orange or camouflage?
Nope. We did it in the car.
Tom's family
shot it from the car?
Yeah, we shot the deer from
The squirrel?
The squirrel from the car.
You shot it from
the car. And the squirrel went up and then came back down and he said, "Where can I come?"
Yeah.
And he says,
who in the name of our Lord God would let this man fire a weapon from a moving automobile?
Who is the gun owner in the home, Tom? The gun that you were using, who owns it?
I can't,
now he's trying to be devious.
I can't say who owns the gun.
Mrs. Libby.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, wow. Don, baby, how's it going?
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
That's right.
Hey, can you roar like a monster?
Roar.
No, that's not a good roar. Do it like you always do. Roar like a monster.
There we go.
Tom, you really were driving in a car with your mom and your sister and you were shooting at animals?
When we got up there, we went hunting up on the farm.
And you did it from the seat of the car?
Yep.
That's the only way to hunt. That's the only way to hunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Tom, tell me about your sister. I've never heard about her before. What's her first name?
Like a lamb.
Leg of
Leg
lamb?
Of lamb. That is your sister's name is Leg of Lamb?
No, her name is Lamb.
Lamb?
Her name is Lamb.
Yep.
Like on the lamb?
Yep.
No, Tom, really, what is your sister's first name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Lizzie Gavin.
Yep.
That's great, Tom.
Does she know that?
That's a beautiful name.
Does she know that you call our show?
Yes, she does. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
And they like you on the radio?
Yes, they do.
Who is
the celebrity that your sister most resembles, Tom?
Phil Fawcett.
Oh, wow. So she's hot. Who do you think the celebrity is that you most resemble, Tom?
The monster.
No, come on, really. Who do you think you resemble?
I got it.
Tom, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Tom.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Tom, is there a chance you could spell squirrel for me?
S-Q-U.
What?
S-Q-U.
Uh-huh.
S-U-N-E-R.
Listen.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Tom.
And I like to put a thing, you know, Josh, what do you call it? Hello?
Yes. I have no idea what you're talking about. Tom,
Josh, with the intercom paging.
This is a business.
Tom, I thought you sold Amway.
I do Amway, and I do, I'm helping Josh sell intercom pagers and pagers.
Okay.
You know the guy who shoots the pagers?
Right. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, sometimes just a little too tedious.
Too much sometimes.
All right.
Too much.
Tommy with a gun. A Tommy gun.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. I was just calling. I was hearing about this guy you're talking about, and I just wanted to share you my experience. My dad took me hunting when I was 9, and first time out, and I shot a deer, and you know, the thing like on TV made me drink the blood. And,
oh, come on. You're such a liar. You're 100% lying.
No.
Yeah.
And, I ended up cutting it open. I got the cup of blood. I ended up throwing it back up on him. And, it wasn't,
I want you to know that not only do the 5 million people listening to this show not believe you, but the 4 people in this room don't believe you.
And you got that tone that always tells me the crap detector starts to throb.
Come on.
I don't want to bring up any old subjects, but...
Of course you don't.
Okay, can you help me out? We're expecting our first baby here in January, and we got a cat that had, 6 kittens. Nobody wants these things. You got a mouse problem. Can we accommodate you?
No, come on, please. you are a ridiculous man. You're a very troubled man.
I got past Joe Rockhead with the phone. And you're right.
Let me just explain something. We're all on to you.
I know you think Tom is a moron. Frankly, Tom is a moron, but I want to tell you, you're a bigger moron than Tom is.
That's right.
No, not really, because that was my second call to him. He did hang up on me the first time.
Let me tell you something about Tom Gavin.
He was real quick.
Let me tell you something about Tom Gavin.
He's
Tom
talking
Gavin,
about Rockhead.
I'm going to tell you, Tom Gavin was dealt, fewer cards than most of us. But you, sir, you probably started out with a full deck, so you should know better.
I still got through to him, though.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me get this straight. You're wearing this like as a badge of honor that you were able to get past our screener, who incidentally is mildly retarded himself. you think that is some big feat that you were able to get past our phone screener?
Come on.
No, I mean, I'm serious. If you think that that's an accomplishment, I'm telling you it's not. The guy that answers our phones is a certifiable idiot.
Well, you got to give him some credit. He was real quick yesterday. You guys were hammering him because he wasn't clearing the phones too quick or not quick enough.
No, I know. You know what? I know exactly where this is going. We've had so many conversations. This is a guy has one desire. To stay on the air.
As long as possible.
As long as possible.
Okay.
He will talk until he talks himself into a little hole.
Then it will take an ugly turn. You guys are great. Bye.
All right.
Right.
Now, if I hadn't brought that up, that guy would have continued to talk until he said something that he didn't want to say, and then it really would have gotten ugly.
Hey, Rockhead, come here, please. I'm not going to yell at him, but I just got to ask him, really.
There's no need.
Hello, come on. Rockhead. Okay.
I'm not yelling.
He's coming in saying, wait a minute.
Can I do something first?
I'd like to go on record saying I love Rockhead's visits. I always do. And
What are you doing?
What's he doing?
Don't touch my tapes.
Can you play this?
Don't touch my... No. Don't tell me what the tapes to play. You're not directing this show.
What's the tape you were going
to
play?
He was on the one that says, we're ready to believe you.
Right.
Okay. Meaning, don't take it literally.
Okay.
You know what's great, though, man? What is great about... I will tell you, I'm going to give Rockhead a compliment. It may be the only one.
Please don't.
He always, no matter what the circumstance, he always comes in here prepared to defend himself.
That's what just pisses me off about
it. It doesn't, though, really, Rockhead. I got
it really does.
He doesn't. He likes it. There's a little bit of him that likes it.
No. Now, listen. How dumb can you be? The guy on the phone is an obvious buffoon.
Okay.
Yeah, and you knew that. So he says, hey, guess what? When I killed my first deer, my daddy made me drink the blood. Right? Like, you don't know you're being goofed?
I realize that.
So you knew you're being goofed. So you're trying to sabotage the show?
No, he was telling me, he said, okay, well, this and that. And I was like, I'll let them figure out if he's lying.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you one thing, okay? This is how I am supporting my family. Okay, you understand? This is very important to me.
Okay.
This is my friggin' career here.
Me too, Don.
And Mike, I'm
right
sorry.
Right over here, Rockhead. Rockhead, look at me in the eyes. Same as him.
Right, okay.
He's the same way.
Seriously.
Real this important.
This is not playtime, okay?
Okay.
Around here. I mean, he's, you know, this is important stuff.
Right. It is much too important for you just to get a guy who you know is full of crap and you go, well, I'll let them deal with
it. It's a bad attitude. I agree. It's a very bad attitude.
I didn't say, well, I'll let them deal with him. I didn't put it that way.
Okay, but in so many words... You just gave me that feeling.
You might want to caffeine up a little bit. You know, maybe that would help you.
Really, caffeine
not
helping.
Well, take a few Pepsi Ones or something before you get going. What do you drink back there? What's your beverage of choice when you're drinking?
Usually water if I drink back there.
That's foolish. You're too young.
Right.
You don't need
water.
Go to Starbucks. I don't need
coffee.
Pepsi One. What's wrong with Pepsi One?
Try some Mountain Dew.
It tastes like hell. Try Mountain Dew. I think you could put the battery cables to his ears and electrify him, and it wouldn't do any good.
You think the energy level would remain the same?
Yeah, the energy level would remain the same.
What's wrong with my energy level?
Don't sabotage this show.
All right.
What's
wrong with my energy level, though?
Well, that's Mike's complaint with you.
All right.
I have no problem with your energy level.
Remember yesterday when I came back there and I told you to wake up?
Yes.
Yeah, when you were slouching.
Well, there was nothing going on, so I was just sitting there.
People with initiative make things happen.
Okay. Well, he has no initiative. I mean, you know, I know. I say this all the time, but really, I swear to God, I'm holding my hand, praying to Jesus, please have Christine Kerner call the show back. Please have her call to take her job back. I would give anything. Please. Okay. Robbie, where's my train wreck sound effect? Gotta have it. This is what you just did to this show.
Actually, I just gave you 10 minutes of stuff to talk about.
No, you didn't. No, you
get it that way. Do not take credit for that.
Yeah, just because I can take a piece of crap and turn it into a diamond doesn't mean that you had anything to do with it.
Okay.
But get out of here.
All right.
I'm serious. I'm really pissed at you. You moron. Christ.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I know that I subvert your authority, but I give you
10 good minutes of material.
Swear to God. I will tell you one thing. He's not like anybody else that's done that job.
No, he's the
when
dumbest.
He comes in. I really wish sometimes this was television, because when he walks in the door, he's got his hand up. Wait a minute. He's coming in. Yeah, he's in that defensive position.
Yeah, and his big answer is that we play a tape that says, we're ready to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
That's his answer.
Yeah.
At least what a dope he is.
Serious.
Christ, it's amazing we're on the air. Imagine what we'd have in Greenville if we didn't have Rockhead answering our phones.
Pretty amazing.
We'd probably have a 40 share instead of a 21.6.
Be a record setter.
Okay. Well, listen.
Where were we?
Time for some commercials.
Ah, yes.
This is a good time for commercials. And we'll be right back with much more. Happy show.
There's love here.
Joy, joy. More show coming right up.
This is Mike's show.
Absolutely right. You would like our list of the hottest women of the millennium.
And they are the hottest.
You know, we actually rated these women like they're pieces of meat. We had to print it up real nice and fancy.
Right.
The number one rated woman, shocker, was Leah.
Mm-hmm.
With a 9.7. Number two was Jennifer Aniston.
Then after that, where's both of them together?
Hold on. Shania Twain was third. Elizabeth Hurley, fourth. Jennifer Love Hewitt, fifth.
Fine. That's a fine list, Andy.
I got some Andy Griffith stuff. It's funny you mentioned
it. Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Coming right up.
That's weird.
If you would like the list of our hottest women of the millennium, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Ken Stevens still hasn't jumped off the building, and he's still the cheapest bastard on the planet.
Yeah, all that guy would have had to do is win that secret sound contest.
Ken would have jumped.
Yeah.
And then we would have been able to send out the list for free.
That's right.
But as it turns out now, you have to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. Sorry about that.
Right.
Send your self-addressed stamped envelope to Don and Mike, Hotties of the Millennium List.
Woohoo!
P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007, and we'll send it right out to you.
Right.
That's something about Andy and Mayberry coming up. We're waiting for Bob Zamuda, the guy who's going to play Tony Clifton in the Andy Kaufman movie.
Right.
He will be calling from the airport momentarily.
Good.
Coming to D.C. tonight for a sneak preview of the movie Man in the Moon, the Jim Carrey movie. Tomorrow, listen, we have the What Would You Do for $1,500 show.
We have some acts that will thrill you.
I think we have room for one more.
Good.
We have 9 confirmed acts tomorrow. Oh, hold on. Here's a potential act right here. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to get in on the act, buddy.
Yeah? Yeah, buddy?
You mean on the What Would You Do for $1,500?
That's right.
Uh-huh. What would you do?
I'm one of them rare breed of men that can give themselves a moniker.
Oh, my God. You can actually do that?
I can do it, Don. And
well, thank you for directing that at me solely, not including Mike or Buzz or Robin. How is it that you managed to do that without being terribly descriptive?
Well, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easily for me to do, Don. I'm like a Milton Berle.
It's pretty easily. Oh.
Oh, right, you are not.
Yeah, no, okay. You just lost me right there.
You're lying.
I'm like a Milton Berle, Don. Don, would you do it if you could?
Yeah, of course I would. Please, any man would do it if he could. Why do you think dogs do it? Because they can. Goodbye.
If he had said, really, the word we were looking for was flexibility.
Right, like we heard about that field goal kicker.
That's right, but no, not Milton Berle. Yeah, I am so. I bet Milton Berle couldn't even do that. Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Think about it. Maybe he could. He really bent over. When he was a younger man, when he was a sprier man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
You still have to be flexible. Like, you have to have neck flexibility.
It'd be like that kicker. We heard that there's a kicker in the NFL.
Kickers, some of the most flexible guys in the world.
Sure. Actually caught at the Pro Bowl. They walked in the locker room and caught him doing it.
There he was. Didn't think anybody was around.
We have 9 acts for tomorrow's show going for $1,500, courtesy of Superstation TBS. Everybody watch the Superstation premiere of Batman and Robin.
Right.
Sunday night at 8, only on TBS Superstation. They're giving us the money to give away tomorrow. Cindy from Virginia is going to come down here and eat dog food off Dennis Murphy's diseased feet.
His oozing toes.
Janet from Baltimore is going to come down and trim her garden on the show.
We're looking forward to that.
Vince from Virginia, who's Homo Joe's friend, he's bringing 2 girls down for naked kickboxing.
That'll be exciting.
Sean from Virginia is going to come down and smash his Mercedes with a hammer. Yeah. That's an intriguing one.
That should be fun.
Greg from Virginia is going to come down and hit himself in the gonads with a dictionary.
That'll be interesting.
Mark from Virginia has a hole in his septum. And he's actually going to pass an
electrical
cord
right.
through a septum. Shannon from Virginia is going to come down with a tattoo piercer, and she's going to pierce her nipple on the show.
Very good.
Jim from Maryland is going to eat 20 hard-boiled eggs in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And Sally from Spokane, Washington, who's in D.C. for the day on a business trip, is going to see how many tampons she can stuff in herself at once.
Oh, my God.
That's the lineup. There's 9 right there. If we got one more, it'd be a perfect 10 for tomorrow's
show. A nice 10, a perfect 10.
So if you're interested, it's $1,500 cash, and it's tomorrow, and you can call Rocket. We all know how great he is at screening calls.
Right.
At 1-877-365-3636. Okay, about Andy of Mayberry.
Yes.
Got a copy of an Andy of Mayberry newsletter that cracked me up. It's called The Bullet.
An old one or a new one?
Brand new. 1999.
Ooh.
The official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club.
All right.
Now, it's called The Bullet, of course, because
You know, Barney Fife had one bullet.
And he only let Barney carry one bullet. And you go through, and it has here's a guy, a picture of George Lindsay, Goober.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have the George Lindsay TV and Film Festival.
Boy, I tell you, give me a ticket for that.
Wow. They give a review of that. And then they have recipes like Aunt Bee's Little Princess Brownies.
Oh, man, you know what the secret ingredient is in there.
They have news on the cast and crew. What the cast and crew are doing these days.
Decomposing.
They have... I got to read you this. They have goings-on to report from the Andy Griffith Show rewatch watching chapters. Meaning that they have, like, people who get together and have meetings.
And then watch Andy from Mayberry.
Right, they watch Andy at Mayberry.
That's in a new, kind of a new level of patheticism.
They have a poetry corner. You want to hear, here's a poem that was written by Catherine Martin from Vincent, Alabama.
Yeah, let's hear this one.
Too little time plagues us all these days. Oh, for a lazy afternoon. In Mayberry, these were filled in many ways, without TVs, golf, or saloon. You could go down to Wally's for a bottle of pop. Oh, Nectarine Crush, that's good. Or hear a jacktail and go down to the lake and pretend to be Robin Hood. You could sing on the porch while Andy Strang, or throw rocks with Ernest T. Go on a picnic with the gang, or hunt gophers with Aunt Bee. Yes, life in Mayberry was slower then. This fast pace we leave really stuns. My to-do list sits waiting for me to begin while I watch Andy of Mayberry reruns. And then they write, we want to thank Catherine for submitting this beautiful poem.
Oh, yeah.
As space allows, we're trying to publish as many of the poems as you readers have sent us.
I thought that I had tears when you read that. I really thought that was moving.
Ooh,
it's a fine poem.
Hold on, I gotta read you some of the chapter news.
Hunting gophers with Aunt B.
Here you go. In Georgetown, South Carolina, they met on Friday the 13th of November. This past Friday the 13th.
This is one of the rerun watchers chapters.
Mm-hmm. And they had a party, an Andy Mayberry party, and they watched these episodes: The Haunted House, The Jinx, and The Lucky Letter. They also ate and played Mayberry trivia and other games.
Fantastic.
Wow. Let me see. In Benton, Kentucky, the We Love Andy Club had its first meeting in November. Listen to this. Had its first meeting in November with 6 members present.
Yeah. There you go.
And you guessed it. They ate, watched the Andy Griffith Show reruns, and played Mayberry-inspired games.
There you go. Fine. Checkers in the barbershop.
Okay, in Indianapolis, Andy's cousins is meeting monthly in the basement of a local church. They say the church choir is often practicing upstairs in the sanctuary, which makes for a nice combination.
Yeah, there you go. Nice little background music. Yeah.
Let me see. In November, Mayberry says thanks and happy motoring. That's the name of a club. From Phoenix.
What, do they watch Mayberry reruns when they're driving in their cars?
Well, I think that's what Barney said to people as they were leaving town in the episode where they were giving away pickles.
You could join. You could start your own chapter.
You would know. Let me see. The Miracle Salve to Kerosene Cucumbers chapter in Salina, Ohio, checked in during the holidays to report they're ready to roar in year 2000. They're among the many who are sad to hear there will be no Mayberry squad car rendezvous in nearby Bradford this summer.
Does that mean there are vintage squad cars around that they get together with? Is that,
uh-huh.
That's what that sounds
they
like.
They send the squad car out to these people's shows, to their parties that they're having for the Andy Griffith
Show. If you have a successful television show with like a run of 7 years or better, you're done. You're set. You don't have to do anything else. Right. I mean, because look at how people hang on to this.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. The Reliable Barney Fife chapter in Cincinnati, Ohio, had a Super Sunday party with an emphasis on the Andy Griffith Show marathon on WTBS.
Come on in. The TV's hot.
Lots of Aunt Bee cookbook recipes were served.
How are those brownies, Bee?
Okay. Mayberry, Michigan chapter in Charlotte, Michigan, was featured in a local newspaper story earlier this year. The story was about chapter co-founder Rod Sadler, a police sketch artist
who's as good at drawing Mayberry folks as he is at sketching suspected crooks.
That's a fine time.
Oh, we're gonna watch him sketch these police sketches. Yeah. Then we're gonna hunt gophers. Gainesville, Georgia. The Hallelujah Andy Taylor chapter.
Yeah. Now there's a name for it, right?
They had their first meeting in October.
Hallelujah, Andy.
With 20 members on hand, they said they had a great time in fellowship and elected officers to lead them into the next year.
Boo!
Meetings are planned twice a month.
That's incredible. There'll be no mollycoddling.
Let me see. Members of the Brick and Stone Society chapter in Scottsville, Arkansas, are enjoying lots of Andy Griffith reruns now that baseball season is over.
Sure.
One member is even threatening to record an album of Mayberry songs like the Boulder Bunch in the paragraph above.
Mayberry Union High. You know, you hear all those chapters, and I don't hear one name on all those chapters. There should be one name that they don't even mention. They mention Barney. Mm-hmm. They mention Andy.
You mean Floyd?
They don't have... Where's the chapter of the, you know, the Royal Order of Moose and Floyd?
Let me see.
Ooh.
Here's one close. Westminster, Maryland.
Oh.
It's the You Saved My Life chapter of the Andy of Mayberry Club.
Mm-hmm.
They have a background in fire prevention, and they wanted to use this space in this magazine to offer fire safety tips.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great. Fire tip number one, avoid using lit candles.
Yeah. Ooh, I had one down by my smock one time, and it kept right next to the blue fluid.
Okay, well, listen to this.
Went up like a torch.
The Opie chapter in Orlando, Florida, was featured in a November article in the Orlando Sentinel.
There's Opie.
Mm-hmm. That talked about the fun of the Andy Griffith Show on the Internet and the interest among church groups and using the Andy Griffith Show as a teaching tool.
There you go. Right. Yeah, because, you know, Andy was such a role model.
Timeless.
Oh, my single God. Dad, though, you know.
Here's
dove into that real serious. But.
Here's sad news from Danville, Virginia.
Oh, no. What is it?
The Mayberry Undercover Agents chapter continues to be one of our most gung-ho groups. However, they've decreased the frequency of their newsletters, the Mayberry Minute.
Oh, no.
From bi-monthly to quarterly.
Oh, quarterly.
But that's only because their newsletter is so big and jam-packed with information, it was a full-time job to produce it every other month.
Yeah, we can't even find out whether somebody lives or dies, though, quarterly.
The undercover agents still meet every week and attend every Mayberry event within reasonable proximity to their homes. Members Tony and Robin Terry have a new 1962 Ford Galaxy that they're trying to transform into a Mayberry squad car.
Yeah. Man, I gotta like that. You gotta like that. That's a good way to occupy your time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Look at this. We're gonna turn it into a squad car.
Then you have Miss Crump's Mayberry quiz.
Still no
Helen
floor.
Crump. Helen Crump.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then you have, what's Ken Berry doing now?
Who cares?
His birthday. Ken Berry.
Is it Ken Berry's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Then you have, of course, all the crap you can buy. They got a board game. They have baseball cards, jigsaw puzzles, acrylic magnets, tie, baseball caps, T-shirts.
You know what I heard about that Ken Berry, you know?
What would you hear about him, Floyd?
Yeah. Oh, he's real, real jealous of the success of his sister, you know, Hallie. Yeah. He's real upset.
It cracked me up. I like
that. That's amazing.
I like Andy and Mayberry, but I don't like it that much, man.
I don't either.
There you go. Take a good look at it. Mike wants a copy so he can start a Floyd chapter.
And
hello.
Did you mention that was Ernest Borgnine on the cover?
No, I did not. He really has nothing to do with Andy and Mayberry.
George Lindsay and Ernest Borgnine. Man, those are a couple of mouths.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Question for you.
Yeah.
About the $1,500 competition thingy.
Yes, sir.
How about if I pay you guys $1,500? To come there and kick the crap out of Rockhead.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, Rockhead, you were just...